If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
And the number one human being in music. That means any person that's living or breathing is number two. I want you to look at this camera. I have not done any drugs. I've drank in a little bit, but even if I wasn't drinking, I would tell you the same thing. What do it take to be number one? You are in the presence of a champion. Bow in the presence of greatness, family.
Man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
Dude, don't do that, dude. Ow, dude, stop that. Dude, ow. Dude, I'm not kidding. Dude, I'm not fooling around. Dude, stop that, dude. Ow, dude, don't do that.
Everything is falling apart, and, like, birds are dying. I mean, birds are dying, and it's, like, hard, you know, to, like, wake up every day and know that, like, there are bad things happening, and this bird was just, like, a symbol of that.
Whatever.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Roll another one.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
Just like the other one.
Smoke weed.
This one seems to be about.
I guess if we're going to feel anything, we should smoke a whole bunch of it really fast.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine. Where do you get?
Roll another one.
I wish you wouldn't smoke weed.
Just like.
I've never been this high in my goddamn life.
Butt hash.
I don't have another cent.
Man, I'm so high.
Just passing around.
All right, here we go. Check it out. All right. Good times.
Our feature presentation.
Continue to be a professional show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Started out professional, middle of the thing professional, now professional.
Still professional.
That's because that's the way we roll.
After all these years.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin Amin Show. We're going to take your calls in just a second with Kevin Amin's What It Do Nephew. And just for getting on the air, you get tickets to the NHRA Winter Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
So the number is 1-800-520-1067. If you want to call, we will put you on the air with that. It's Friday morning. It's the 7th of Blovember. Good enough? I like it.
That was my impression of Cindy Crawford.
No, that was good. That was excellent.
It was very much like that.
So we'll take your calls in a second at 1-800-520-1067. First, the show today.
Yes.
We got a pretty good show for you today.
Okay.
We have Andrew Siciliano talking about football.
Yes.
He makes football interesting to me. That's how good he is.
And you're not a big football fan, so that's...
I'm not a big sports anything fan.
Yeah. We also have a K-Rock listener, and this might go well, it might not. I'm guessing it won't, but we have a K-Rock fan who's been a Raider fan,
mm-hmm.
and he's ready to turn his back on him. He's
really?
Had it. He's had it.
I don't blame him.
I'm surprised all of them haven't at this point.
Yeah.
Because the owner of that team is so terrible, he does not deserve fans.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve loyalty. He doesn't deserve anything.
You're right.
But they are loyal to a fault, except for this dude. This dude's had it, and he's out.
Good for him.
And he needs a new team.
Oh, we're going to help him with
that. So we're going to help him out with that.
Okay.
It'll be the last thing he does on Earth, so it'll be cool. We got the movie beat today because it is Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph will tell you all about the new movies that are going to be here. We have, I don't want to tease that because then I'll give her a heads up. No, let's talk about the Osbournes. We're going to have them in studio.
That should be interesting.
Sharon Osbourne, Jack Osbourne, Kelly Osbourne.
We've never had Jack before.
I was going
right?
to say, the, have we had have Kelly either?
I don't think we have. We haven't either.
We've had Ozzy and we've had Sharon and we've had Ozzy and Sharon. We've had Ozzy and Sharon a bunch, but right. I don't think we've had the kids at all.
Nope.
But they're coming in. They've got some kind of a new show that.
Variety show.
A variety show.
But bringing back the variety show.
Variety show may not mean anything to you if you're under, say, 60, but what happens is they bring out singers and dancers and whoever's got whatever kind of talent. It's like a high school talent show.
Yeah, they do skits.
Most of them are terrible.
No, it's all just so funny and entertaining.
Just horribly bad, but good.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of show that they're bringing back, and we will have them in the studio, and we're hoping that they won't remember certain offenses that we have committed against their family in the past.
Let's not bring anything up.
I'm just saying. Okay. I'm hoping that they forgot about a lot of it.
All right.
Because there are certain things. There are certain...
Targets that we had.
There are certain items of sporting equipment that was threatened to swing in our direction. And hopefully that won't happen today.
Okay.
Plus, if you missed Paul Rudd talking about role models, that movie looks very funny. We've got an interview with him today as well. So we'll get to that. First, though, let's take your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. Like we said, just for getting on the air, you get a pair of tickets to the NHRA Auto Club Finals on Sunday, November 16th. So a lot of times the call's not even worth that. We're going to give it to you anyway.
All right.
That's how we roll. Let's start with John in Torrance. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. What it do?
What it do, John?
Hey, well, what's up with Psycho Mike? Why does he have to be heard every time you guys are trying to talk?
Wow, that's such an in-depth question.
We don't give him a microphone, and yet he can be heard more than me.
Even when you guys are doing your intro song right there, you know, he still has to make us laugh like, oh, I'm still here, guys. I'm part of this, too.
I don't know. I'm not sure if he does it that way on purpose or if he just laughs like a hyena and he can't help it.
Because you hear him do that all the time, even when you guys are trying to have a normal conversation.
Dude, I got news for you. It's like that. It's worse than that when we're off the air.
You're right. That's just Mike. Because when we're in the office, we can't get anything done because he won't shut up.
Mike is the original, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You kind of get that over the air.
Oh, don't look at me with the hands. What are you talking about? Yeah, he's...
He will not be ignored.
He will not be ignored. That's true.
What's the latest with the petition?
Oh, the petition? Yeah. They didn't get enough signatures.
Oh, it's too bad.
Kevin signed it like 100 times.
I did my best. I did my best. Bean did his best. Lisa did her best. But
You guys didn't sign it more than once then.
Oh, we did. Oh, yes, we did.
Voter apathy, man.
Thank you for the call. We couldn't get people out to the polls.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. Only old people vote and they don't know who he is. All right, let's go to Ron in Fullerton. Good morning, Ron.
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, did you guys see yesterday on the news, on that Prop 8 riot, the guy that ripped off the sign on the back of that Ford, and then the driver got out and knocked the dude out and busted his nose all open?
I did not see that.
No, I heard there were arrests.
I heard about that exact story, but I did not see. Is there video?
Yeah, there's video. You could either probably YouTube it, but I saw it on Channel 11 this morning at 5 o'clock.
No kidding.
And the dude's nose is all busted up, and the guy's like, hey, he spit at me and ripped my sign off my truck. Like, well, that's what he gets. He shouldn't have touched his truck.
Don't touch a man's
Here's
truck.
What I like about the rioters. When people...
They're mostly protesters. Go ahead.
Yeah, with a few a-holes. That's true. Right. With a few a-holes that are thrown in there that ruin it for everybody.
True. That's
but
true.
In the a-hole's mind, they can't imagine they're going... If I tear some stuff up, they're going to reconsider. I can't imagine that goes through their mind.
No. They're just mad.
They just want to take it out on somebody,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah, they do.
Because other than that, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make
They've
any sense.
They've got their court challenges going, and that's where it's going to be decided, not on the street.
Well, both.
Actually. Unless they beat enough people up.
Ed in La Mirada.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, I was calling about True Blood. Have you guys checked out that series on HBO?
I love True Blood.
That's a great show. Anna Paquin, they're always looking for, like, trying to get true rights for vampires in modern days.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. It's by the guy who did Six Feet Under, Alan Ball.
Oh, he's wonderful.
And it's different in that almost every other vampire story kind of centers on, do vampires really exist? Oh, well, maybe they do in this instance, and they show you. This is a world where it's very much accepted that there are vampires, and they sell, looks like bottles of beer of True Blood.
Oh, so, yeah. So they don't kill people.
So vampires don't need to feed on people anymore. They can just go to a bar and order True Blood. And then there's then there's V, which is actual vampire's blood. That's a drug. And it's a bizarre world.
I vampire
bars, and they just, it's really
no
weird.
Kidding.
Yeah.
They throw back.
Yeah. They do. What do you like it, Ed? I think we're most of the way through the season at this point.
Yeah, yeah. No, I caught it this season I caught, and it's a great show. I mean, I've been checking it out.
I
got into it, and I just started watching it by chance, and it just caught my interest in it. It's a totally new view on vampires, and like you said, it was something that nobody's ever tried before.
It's really bizarre.
The movie Twilight is coming out, too, and that's about vampires, and it's the same kind of thing. There's a group of vampires that don't kill people anymore. They're trying to live in society.
But in this particular one, and I don't know why Alan Ball is writing it this way, they don't. They can be seen in mirrors. They show up on film. There's a lot of things that...
Can they go outside in sunlight?
No, they still can.
I don't think so, no.
Because in Twilight, they live in a very cloudy place.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Where it rains all the time.
Never sun. Well, that was the idea behind 30 Days of Night. Remember that?
Yes.
Up in Alaska,
exactly.
where there was night for 30 days and... You know, that's not good for human beings.
And don't forget, they got a bunch of incredibly hot women on that show, too.
And Anna Paquin shows the cans.
She does?
Yes. On several episodes, which somehow wrestles your attention away from those effed up teeth. So that's good.
That's they had a good to do thing. Something.
It's on Sunday night on Showtime, so
okay.
You should check out that show if you get a chance. I'm sorry, did I say Showtime? HBO.
HBO, you're right.
We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. That is next.
Hey!
Oh, man, we let you down. We let you down, dude. You're right. That deserved a hey, and we were not there.
Suck.
Wow. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 6 o'clock. Ralph Garman is here with Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah, it's going to happen. You were afraid of it. You had every right to fear it, but it's happening anyway. You can't stop it.
The zombies are taking over?
No.
Oh.
Sex in the City 2.
No!
Yes!
No.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nope.
Kim Cattrall has confirmed to Scary Spice, of all people, that there will be definitely a Sex in the City sequel.
Wait, what are you talking about, Scary Spice? When is she interviewing?
Did she do interviews? Yeah.
She was guest hosting a talk show in England.
No.
And Kim Cattrall was a guest, and she said, absolutely, there will be a sequel.
They would have to. It made so much money.
It did make a huge bucket of cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Can they not advertise it? They don't need to. Women are drawn to it anyway.
Exactly.
Like, physically, women are drawn to it.
It's like birds traveling south for the winter.
Right.
There's some sort of magnetic thing in their beak. It just leads them there.
Right.
But it would be the same with Quantum of Solace. Right? You guys are going to go see the new James Bond no matter
what.
It's
very different.
No. Why? Why is it?
Because that looks good. And those commercials are cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Geez, I hope Carrie and Big don't have troubles.
Wow.
Who knows what'll happen with those two crazy kids?
Who does know, Lisa? Congratulations to Philadelphia Eagle Hank Basket.
Don't know who that is.
He is a wide receiver on the NFL team, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
He has popped the question to Hef's former girlfriend, Kendra Wilkinson, and the two are engaged.
That was quick.
Wow.
She's the annoying little young one.
Yes, with the laugh.
With the horrible laugh.
Is she the first one to move out?
She was. Because she was dating Hank. Hank apparently proposed to her, and now they plan to spend the rest of their lives together.
I thought you just said get married.
Yeah.
Very different.
Speaking of marriages that come and go, Larry King in the news.
Oh, not again.
Well, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. He's getting divorced.
Right.
From his sixth wife. He's been married 7 times, but he married one of the wives twice. I think by accident. I don't think he knew who she was.
He didn't know it?
He thought he was meeting a brand new girl. But he is divorcing his wife, Shawn Southwick, who was a former broadcaster and beauty pageant contestant and singer. She's tried a bunch of different careers. Very attractive lady.
Really?
They are splitting, and now we may know why. The National Enquirer claims Larry caught his latest trophy wife cheating on him with the guy he hired to teach their kids to play basketball. See, Sean is 48 and Larry's 74.
Yeah.
You can't really blame her, can you?
Yeah.
Hook, kind of sex life could they be having?
How would you not just take for granted that's going to happen?
And how do you not just say, okay, just do what you need to do?
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Apparently she had a year-long affair with a 29-year-old basketball coach named Hector Pinate. And the story, I don't know, how would they know this, but the story also claims that she was so brazen, so disrespectful of Larry's feelings that they once actually knocked it out on Larry's desk in the home office.
Oh, nice.
No, you didn't.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Yeah, well, if I were you, I'd take some pledge to that desk, Larry, and I'd wipe it down. Just saying. I'm going to clean up a little bit. Nicole Kidman is divulging some secrets about her marriage to Tom Cruise now that years have passed.
Thank God. I want to hear everything.
She told a reporter in England that she felt when she was married to Tom, her job was always to be seen and not heard when they were together. She
really?
Always felt pressured not to speak up. She said often she felt she was there just to be by his side in public appearances.
Towering really? Over him?
Hmm. Under what circumstances would that be helpful?
Beard. Oh, beard. Oh, beard.
What's that?
Beard. Oh. Very litigious. Has a lot of lawyers. Beer. She drank a lot of beer.
Right.
Beer.
Thank you.
Things aren't looking good for Amy Winehouse. Her behavior hasn't changed a bit. Photographers were waiting outside her home after her husband, Blake Fielder-Civil, had been released from prison. She arrived at the house, saw the photographers, attacked one of them.
Good.
Then took off and was spotted returning to her home in a cab clutching a prescription bottle of pills. And falling out of the vehicle, her dad later showed up to try to save the day. He arrived at the house, ordered a pizza, and then took his daughter away to an unknown location. But she was seen hours later at a nightclub in London sucking a strange man's fingers.
Really?
It was Larry King. She was sucking Larry King's fingers.
Ew. It was right.
Yeah. So she's got some issues.
Wow.
That's not exactly news. Megan Fox in the news. An insider on the set of the new Transformers sequel says that she recently requested a tanning bed to be brought to the set so she could get some color.
Then bring her too.
That's what I'm saying. Apparently, they asked the people over at Sunset Tan. You ever seen that show, Anee,
yep.
where they
yeah.
follow those people around? They couldn't accommodate her request, but they did offer to give her a customized spray tan.
Okay.
She declined.
That's very different.
She wants the real thing. How would you like to be able to spray down Megan Fox, though?
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
Listen, man. Speaking of spraying people down.
Mike's not here.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
What are we going to do?
Can't
let that one go by.
I hear
you. Busy running marathons in the hallways. Let's stay here and do a little work.
He's trying to stay in shape,
he's
man.
Got yeah. the fear going on, I think, today.
Man, he's just bolting out of here.
You don't want to ask.
Shot out of a cannon.
Telling you don't want to know.
And you got your thriller? You got your thriller
I do.
Sound effect up there?
Always.
Oh, are we going to give out a website?
Yeah.
No.
You need it first? Or
I need it first.
All right. By the way, the video of Dewan doing the robot to that song is up at KRock.com on the front page.
It's pretty great. Michael Jackson's Thriller is headed to Broadway. The New York Post reports that the 14-minute music video will be transformed into a full-length Broadway musical.
Huh. Now, see, that's something I could imagine.
I can, too.
I wonder what the story will be.
Hmm.
Zombies.
Walking through y'all's neighborhood. Zombies come up and attack the girls you're on the date with.
People love that song.
I'm not like other boys.
Remember he says that in the video?
Yes.
That's awesome.
We need a clip of that, by the
I'm
way.
Not
That's
like other boys.
Yeah. Vincent Price still alive? Is he the guy that did the voice?
Yeah,
no, not so much.
Vincent's gone. He's passed away.
Someone could do him, though.
Lightning.
Do yeah. you... He's
to
dead.
Terrorize y'all's neighborhood.
Lightning should be the voice of Thriller.
Would you guess that they're going to cast a boy or a girl in the lead role singing that?
Yes. One of those she-males. Apparently they're going to take all of the music of Thriller and use that as the score for the musical. So you'll get Billie Jean and you'll
beat it
and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So it'll be like a Michael Jackson musical, basically.
That sounds like actually a really good idea.
It's a great idea, and Michael may make a few bucks, finally. He might be able to buy
Thank
his
God.
Home back or something. So, good for him. Interesting news.
Yeah, that's odd.
If Kevin hears a story about a Broadway show and says, that sounds good, you gotta know that sounds good.
Yes.
I'm fascinated with Michael Jackson.
And Celebrities and money, always in the news. Melissa Etheridge says she's decided since Prop 8 has been passed in California, she's not going to pay her state income taxes.
Because
she's
well
a big lesbo.
Good luck with that.
She said, since she's not allowed to marry under the state constitution like any other citizen, that means she doesn't have to pay her state taxes because she's not a full citizen. There's a lot I can do with that extra $500,000 that I'll be keeping instead of handing it over to the state of California. Yeah, that's not the way the game is played, Melissa.
I could understand that initial reaction,
her frustration,
of
yeah, but that's just stupid.
But, ask Wesley Snipes how well that goes.
Yeah.
Turns out they win when it comes to that particular instance.
There are a lot of things you can do with the extra $500,000, though, Melissa Etheridge. You can pay for the lawyer that will have to get you out of prison.
That's true.
When they come Spank to arrest
it.
You.
Gay marriage. Next thing you know, they'll want to vote.
Word. Today's celebrity birthdays. Christopher Knight of the Brady Bunch. He played Peter Brady on that show. He is 51 years old today. Filmmaker Morgan Spurlock.
Is he the 30 Days guy?
He's the 30 Days guy. He did, I guess his first claim to fame was that McDonald's documentary he did, right? Supersize Me.
Yes. Didn't watch that. Never wanted to see it. Like my McDonald's? Not interested.
Well, he ate it every day.
Yeah, well.
For a month, I think.
A month.
And he started, his heart exploded and his kidney shut down. And
it didn't go well.
Eyes fogged over. Bad things happened to him. He is 38 years old today. The London twins, Jeremy and Jason London, actors, are 36 today. And Yunjin Kim, who plays Sun on Lost.
She's cute.
She is adorable. She's 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Come on, Lacey. You're not supposed to let her see that. What the hell? State secrets there.
She was looking.
You are no secret agent.
No, you got to keep things secret.
I was wondering why I didn't get a coffee today.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 21 minutes after 6 o'clock. We have a new intern named Madison.
Hello.
Who's hot.
Yeah.
Way hot.
She's magic. She's the person who we sent out for food, and I will never...
Her first day.
On my deathbed, I will think of this story.
I will.
Because she had no idea where the restaurant was, so she said and did the following. I just turned right and hope for the best.
Wow.
That's a good way to go through life, I found.
In L.A., that almost always works,
An hour later, we were like, hey,
there's got to be a Jack in the Box somewhere.
Right?
Right, but aren't
How
you interested?
How often you run across a Jack in the Box just when you're out and about in the world?
There are Jack in the Boxes in Vegas, too. Doesn't mean we want you to go to those. there are probably some closer.
Yeah, well, whatever.
The other story that I heard about you, and I want to know if it's true, is were you working at
it's
one
not.
Point? Were you working at one point as a food caterer that has had just
Who told you this?
Hold on, can we wait? Can I hear the story?
Sorry,
I don't know the story.
Please, sorry.
Wearing nothing but body paint.
What?
A food caterer.
You were with Naked Catering?
That's all the same story.
Yeah, I sense that
you
that's
did
true.
Naked Catering.
Just once.
And how do we hire that company? Is there one company that does
NakedCatering.com? Is it NakedCatering.com?
Yeah.
Isn't that them? Yeah.
So they paint
one
your body.
One of the girls at our singles party also was a NakedCatering.com server.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
It's awesome. Yeah.
They were on E! Entertainment
Were you on E! Entertainment as well?
No.
So what was that like?
I did it after that.
What was it like?
It was really awkward. A lot of creepy guys.
Wait a minute. You're serving food at a party and you were nude and it was awkward?
Yeah.
Really? How can that be?
I did not like it. I only did it once.
But you're not completely against doing it again. I mean, you would try it again.
You're obviously pretty comfortable with nudity if you could do that,
I was offered to do Jim Carrey's party once, but I said no.
But only because you were busy that day, not because you somehow have something against it.
I think because she didn't know how to get there.
That could be.
That's right.
Just make a right.
Just wait until she runs into Jim Carrey.
I painted my body and turned right and hope for the best.
So you're obviously comfortable with nudity then if you could serve food naked, right?
I wouldn't go that far. Not like porno status.
I'm not saying porno, nudity. Jesus. Nudity and sex are separate things, Just
I guess that's right.
You're cool with your body being out there.
Okay. No.
More or less.
See, she's so...
It's because I'm having a Christmas party this year. I want to know if she wants a cake.
Here's the story that we brought you in, though, for. We had Petros Papadakis in a few days ago. And we were talking about, I guess it's his cousin that, blah, blah, he's trying to set up, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You told us a story just in passing where you went and you slept over at his house.
Yes.
And the amount of sex that happened was?
Zero.
Okay.
Zero sex.
That ain't right.
Well, here's the thing about just staying at someone's house and not having sex. You could see that. But if I remember the story correctly, Madison, you shared the bed with him that night. You guys were in the same bed together at his house,
sleeping together. Yeah, well, I mean, he just moved in and didn't have, like, really anywhere else to sleep.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's why you're here.
Okay,
that's
why you're here. Inform me. Enlighten me.
We're going to school you.
If you go home with a guy and sleep in his bed, that guy, by all rights, and the Supreme Court has ruled on this, by the way.
It is, yeah.
Can expect sex. I mean, that basically you're saying, I will have sex with you.
You go to his house, you say, okay, we're getting into the bed together now. And then we get into the bed together now. And then you say, oh, no, there's not going to be any sex.
No,
you
just, because the situation
you just lay
was
there
different.
All night. You lay there all night with your eyes wide open staring at the ceiling because I'm not going to have sex with you. That's what you said to him pretty much.
I rolled over and passed out. And then he's going to have sex with him.
And then he spent the entire night just looking at you going, oh, dear God, how do I make this happen?
This
okay,
sucks.
But the situation.
She passed out.
How do I make this happen?
No, okay. I wasn't.
Don't even. Don't
but
even.
She had no intention. If she hadn't passed out, it still wouldn't have happened.
But she wouldn't That's have true. Stayed if she weren't so drunk.
But here's.
That's true, too.
I mean, at some point, it's just
Listen,
a safety issue. You
if
can't
you're
going
to go home to someone's house and you're going to sleep in their bed. That is, you're saying to them, let's have sex.
Right.
No, but this situation is so different.
So she should have made him stay on the floor, is what you're saying.
Someone should have slept someplace else. If there was going to be no sex, someone should have slept someplace else.
Okay.
How's this situation all different? And then we're going to take some calls.
Because we think that maybe you don't understand, because you're a young lady, maybe you haven't you know, had a lot of experience in the world of
She's been a naked caterer, Ralph.
Horny man. Well, there must be some explanation for how she doesn't get this.
I just don't sleep with people that I don't...
No.
But you sleep with them.
You sleep with them. You just
don't
have sex with them.
You do sleep with them.
Have sex with
them. You
don't
F them.
I don't F them.
That's the problem.
I think we need the K-Rock audience to help explain this to you. And to all other girls, actually. That if you're going to sleep in a guy's bed, that's the message. That is the message.
As they say in the legal field, there's reasonable expectation.
That's the only message.
Okay, well, maybe I'm sending a message to the guys that if a girl sleeps over, you're not always going to get laid. Hate to break it to you.
Well, see, no, that doesn't work that way.
So
no.
It might with me.
Look, that goes
You're a hot
against
chick,
the rules.
You get into a guy's bed. You have to know that he's expecting that something's going to happen.
No.
You don't think this guy did?
You don't think he thought something
was... Okay, but
you ruined his night by nothing happening.
He thought a lot of other things, too, so...
Well, then you don't encourage those thoughts by getting into bed with the guy.
You're right, but... I just, whatever, I'm not going to sleep with someone just because I'm sleeping
with
someone.
We're not saying you
have to sleep with someone.
We're not saying you have to have sex with someone just because you're there.
We're not saying that at all.
We're saying you can't get into his bed with him.
Get some pillows and blankets and get on the floor.
Right. Okay.
Or a couch or a bathtub or whatever.
Put him on the floor.
Wherever
or...
there's room for someone else to sleep, there must be some sort of physical separation between the two if there's no deal being closed.
Yeah, well... I don't know. I'm curious to hear what everyone else
says. Yeah,
sure.
So am I.
Me too.
We're right. I know you guys are right, kind of.
1-800-520-1067.
Well, the guys will be right, and the women like Mary Lynn we have on the phone will be wrong. That's what I'm telling you.
Mary Lynn, good morning.
How about Marilyn?
Okay, like, how about Marilyn?
Like Manson.
Attitude right up front.
Yeah, sorry. Our phone screener typed up your name wrong. We're sorry.
All right, Marilyn.
Okay.
Okay, Marilyn.
I've known this guy for years, and the other night I was shooting pool, good, got late, drank a lot of beers, and I knew I should not drive. And I went to a friend of mine, and I said, Robert, I should not drive, and I need a place to sleep. He lives right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I could have walked there. He says, well, I'm not ready to go. I need a couple more beers. And, you know, I've known you for a long time. And I said, I'll sleep on the couch. Just put me on the couch. I just need a place to crash.
Right.
Says,
that's good.
Well, no, sleep in the bed. It's more comfortable. And you'll be more comfortable. It's quieter. And you know what? Yeah, he made a few advances. And I just said,
this is a guy who she said up front, we're longtime friends, I just need a place to sleep, and even he expected it.
Well, Marilyn, you're kind of agreeing with the guys in that guys
once you get in the bed, that's the expectation.
But I said no.
Yeah, but you should have been on the couch. Mm.
Then if you meant to say no, then you must have insisted you to be on the couch then.
No, and he was fine. He was just like a...
Yeah, but why should you ever even put yourself in that situation? That's really uncomfortable.
I was too drunk to drive.
No, the situation of having to fend off advances.
I've known him long enough, and he knows...
It doesn't matter how long you've known someone.
It didn't matter to him.
I've known Lisa May for 10 years. If she gets in bed with me, I'm doing it.
It's just a reaction.
It's natural.
You know enough to back off. You know enough, and if you respect that person enough, you know enough to back off. And
but he, you said he approached you, right? He made some advances.
Well, once we were in bed.
And that's what I'm saying!
That's the point.
I'm sleeping. I'm trying to sleep. God damn it. Don't wear up my sleep.
Wow, you're lucky anyone wants to have sex with you. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right? I get the sense you're huge,
right?
You're
oh,
a big,
Marilyn,
beefy pool player.
She's huge
bad.
On the outside or on the inside? One
no.
of the two.
You have a fat soul.
Look, just because you could pull it off, in which both of you could,
right.
doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
it wasn't really nice to your friend.
Well, he didn't, for my case, he didn't pull any advances. So
that you know of.
You know why?
Because
he is not, because he's not a guy with a lot of game. We've talked about Petros' cousin. He's apparently a shy guy around women. So he was just silently frustrated as you led him on by getting into bed with him.
I like what Kevin said. She passed out. What does she know?
Yeah, it's true.
No, that was just a joke. But
I know. But
just because
he woke up the next morning smoking with a mustache and yeah. chest hair and a big medallion around his neck.
He grew a mustache and chest hair.
Exactly. He's all stoked the next morning.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, that was pretty magical. Thank you.
1-800-520-1067. Please help us set our intern Madison straight. We'll take your calls next. Andrew Siciliano coming up just after the top of the hour, talking about the NFL weekend.
I felt bad from last night. His Browns were playing the Broncos.
Yeah.
And they were leading by like 13 points or something in the fourth quarter. And then Cutler just came back and just won the game.
Yeah. But they're the Browns.
I know, but
and they're
Brady
the,
Quinn, the
Broncos.
Kid from Notre Dame, was starting his first NFL game. And I was rooting for him. So we'll talk about that when he comes on.
Right now we're trying to make some sense in that head of Madison's.
And it's hard.
It's very
really
difficult
to get through. We're not saying, Madison, that no doesn't mean no. Of course, any woman has a right to sleep with or not sleep with any person that she chooses. But with this particular gentleman that you spent the evening with, once you got into his bed under those covers with him, alongside of him, you were pretty much enacting a torture that hasn't been seen since Abu Ghraib.
Well, sucks for him.
Oh,
that's just heartless.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
Oh, well.
How can you be?
I mean, it was.
How
so
does
long
everything
ago?
End with "oh well"?
How can you be so pretty on the outside and so ugly on the inside?
Yes.
Oh no, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Some
that's
consideration
what I'm saying.
For the poor guy's feelings is what we're saying. You get into bed with him; he's got an expectation. Oh, something's going to happen here. I'm going to get a certain amount of satisfaction out of this situation. But no, no, ma'am, that's not what you provided.
You
provided
to
a night of punishing temptation.
You also have to remember that generally when this happens, it appears that both people are drunk. And guys are way worse when they're drunk in terms of control.
Exactly.
He wasn't, though. He doesn't drink. So he was completely sober.
Oh, that's even worse.
Hey, the story just keeps getting worse.
I've got a smoking hot drunk girl in my bed. Wahoo. Oh, no. Wait a minute. She's passed out. I'm sober and going to stay awake all night. Just
I'm
staring
sure
at the ceiling.
I'm sure he got no sleep.
Oh, he's miserable.
Bitch got no class.
That's right.
One chick tried to do this to me one time. And we got into bed. It was a date situation. It wasn't even like, oh, pal, come on over, let's hang out kind of thing. Date situation. Can I stay here? Sure. We get into bed. No, it's not going to happen tonight. She rolls over. And I was like, fine.
That's different, though.
It's not different.
That's
it's
way
the same.
More,
it's
no.
the same.
How
That's
is it different?
That's way more of an intention because you guys were on a date and she asked if she could sleep there. I was just drunk and needed somewhere to go.
Yeah, but it's...
And it happened to be a guy's
in
bed
his
who
bed,
wants to...
And
who's
you know
interested
he's got
in you.
Interest, yeah, you know he's got feelings for you. You know he's interested.
No, I didn't know yet. Well, kind of.
So
of course
took,
you knew.
I just took care of business while she was lying there, by the way. I said,
I
am not going to get any sleep unless I get my share of myself and able to release the hounds.
What if she woke up?
Whatever. That's the price she pays. We're going to take that off you.
No, that's good. No.
All right.
We can talk about that in depth. That's great. All right. Let's go to Riley, who is calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Riley.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks.
All right, Madison, I agree with you 100%. You can come sleep in my bed whenever you want. I'm not even going to get close.
Oh, how
because
about
you're
that?
Gay.
Because you're gay.
Dude, I go out with my girlfriends all the time. We'll get hammered, whatever, and like no one wants to go home and drink and drive.
Right,
but, like,
but you
in my bed all the time.
But you understand the fact that you're gay makes a little bit of a difference.
I'm not gay.
Dude, you're gay, right?
I've got a girlfriend, bro.
Uh-huh.
Oh, how does she feel about that?
She's chill. It's all about trust.
Huh.
So a girl gets in bed with you, and you just, boom, you just shut it off. No interest whatsoever.
I do that to my girlfriend all the time. It's
really?
Just, sometimes you're not in the mood. Sometimes you are.
Well, that's different.
All right.
Madison needs a place to sleep tonight, then. Yeah, Riley, you're lying. Thank you for calling.
When you're out with your friends, doesn't the wind blowing up your skirt make you chilly?
Let's go to Andrea in Anaheim. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Hi.
Help us out with Madison here. She doesn't see anything wrong with this.
I'm going to agree with the boys.
Oh, Andrea, come on.
I'm sorry. You know, girls know the kind of power they have, and if you're on a date or if you're drinking with somebody and you're not interested, you need to cut it off or have one of your friends pick you up. At the point you open yourself up to go to their house and sleep in their bed, you're opening it up for them.
You're telling them
you're
yes.
You're not opening up for them. That's the problem.
You're telling them yes. Now, if you need a place to sleep or whatever, kick him out of the bed. I mean, there's got to be some kind of signal that this isn't going
to
happen.
You say, look, we're not involved. This isn't appropriate for us to be sleeping together in the same bed. So you go sleep on the couch or in the bathroom, on the floor, whatever, but you have to create some separation.
You can't sleep in the bed. You're green-lighting the boy.
Andrea, you get around, don't you?
No, it's not even. I have a boyfriend. I'm just saying, you know what? I've been in a relationship. I've been in, like, the position. And if I'm not interested, I'm not going to his house.
See, girl. Andrea just knows what's right.
She
That's
just knows.
What's right, Madison.
She knows you're green-lighting the dude. I've never heard it said that way, but all right. Let's go to Anthony in Fullerton. Good morning, Anthony.
What's going on, Kevin B and Lisa May?
Good morning.
Well, we're trying to help out our intern, Madison.
What's your take, Anthony?
You know what? I agree with the guys. Madison, this is for you and all the women out there. No guy wants you to sleep over, even if you do have sex.
Not
no
even
guy wants you to sleep over.
Anthony's taking it another step further. Have sex and then just get the hell out. I don't want to sleep with you anyway.
But either way, leave?
Yeah, just get up and leave. Or if you stay the night, at least do it again in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Go. Well, look, those are your choices.
Oh, thanks.
No, you cannot go, and you cannot sleep in his bed. Those are your choices. But if you're sleeping in your bed, you're saying to the guy, hey, I'm ready. That's what you're saying to him. Let's find
I don't like to sleep with anyone in the best of circumstances. Took me years to get used to sleeping with my wife. I'm like a solo sleeper. I like a solitary sleep. So if it's compounded by the fact that you're horny on top of it, it must be a nightmare.
Let's go to Pam and Lomita. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What's your take, Pam?
Well, I kind of was on Madison's side until about 30
minutes.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay.
And then I realized, oh, my God, you're right. I should never have crashed there to begin with.
No, you can crash there. You just can't get into the bed with him.
Well, yeah. But if it's where else is there? The floor is hard.
Oh, well, that's a bitch.
That's not the only thing.
Don't get so loaded you can't get home.
Look, nobody is suggesting that anyone do something they're not comfortable
with. Of course not.
But
it's not appropriate for a guy to push himself on a girl or grope a girl or to force himself on a woman
now,
in any way.
In Madison's defense, I did tell him straight out, nothing's happening, blah, blah, blah.
Look, we're telling you that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say with words. Once you get into the bed, you're saying a whole nother thing with actions.
Yes, I completely agree.
Guys do not have ears on their penises. They cannot hear that.
I think that's what we've learned today.
You know? And when you get in the bed, you're saying loudly, without words, it's time for the vajayjay safari.
Guys and Lisa May are completely right.
All right. Thank you.
All thank you, Pam.
Thanks, appreciate Pam. It.
Madison.
Pam woke up in a strange hotel room this morning.
With a guy groping.
That's our listenership.
That's weird. Him.
Let's say good morning to Raphael in Long Beach. Hi, Raphael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I disagree with her. Same thing happened to me, and it's messed up. But the thing was, the difference was, it was at that girl's, the chick's house. She told me to stay over. And it was the smallest bed. And it's very confusing because you're expecting to get something out of it.
Okay, but wait.
It was even worse if the girl invites you to stay over and get in the bed with her, and then she shuts you down. That's doubly bad.
It was a small bed. Like, either she falls or I fall over, so we could even move. So I expected something.
So you had to snuggle, right? You had to have body contact.
Oh, yeah, we did. We were so close. But at the end, I was like, so I even asked. I was like, so do you mind? She's like, no. So then I started, you know, kind of touching her, and then she's like, stop.
No, wait a minute. I didn't know that's what you were talking about. That I mind. Wow. All right.
That was dumb.
Oh, that's brutal.
Do you mind? That's a good pickup line. Do you mind,
do you
if,
mind
I...
if I just...
He doesn't even need her to join in.
We'll just play with you for a bit.
I'll do my part.
Just hold your breath for 30 seconds and I'll be over.
You just stay there. That's all. This is not good. Let's see. Let's go to Chris, because this might be true. Chris in Long Beach. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? What's up, Ralph?
So, what do you think?
Let me just start by saying that first guy was so gay.
Right. Okay. Agreed.
But as a professional on this subject, I would gotta say either she did have sex with him and she's lying, or that guy's too much of a wuss to make a move, because if you're in a bed with a chick, that's what a bed is for. For sex only.
That's what the bed's for.
Not even for sleeping?
Not in a guy's mind, no.
Yeah,
but
when I go to sleep, I go on the couch. What?
So you're saying there's something missing in this story? You think either... You think she had sex with him?
Well, I'm just saying, if they didn't have sex, then he's too much of a wuss to make a move, because... and I know I would definitely made a move.
Did he make a move, Madison, that you remember at all? Any kind of a snuggle, hand on hip, anything?
Actually, he did try to snuggle a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I would have.
And we made out. Oh,
what?
God, I'm just digging myself.
What?
In
did you say you
hole.
Made out?
Time out.
Oh, see?
You guys made out that night?
Yeah.
You made
son
out.
Son of a bitch. Little,
not really, though. Not that long. I just was not
did
into it.
Did you make out in bed with him?
Oh, yeah.
For a little bit.
F
in
you.
Bed, she did it.
Wow.
Bitch got no class.
So not only are you in the man's bed, but then you're making out with him, and then you shut him down.
You're the devil.
So no.
Well,
you should be put away.
At least I gave him a little something.
Yeah, lucky guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I gave a starving man an oyster cracker, so I fed him pretty much.
He made out with him and then said, no, that's even worse.
Yeah. It all comes out now.
Thank you, Chris, right. For digging a little deeper. We didn't do our job.
Thank all you, Chris. Right. Wow.
You're horrible.
You're a horrible person.
There's probably more that I'm leaving out. I just don't know. I don't know.
Oh,
no,
that's
happened.
Right. Wait a minute. We had sex.
Oh,
that's right.
Right.
I forgot about that.
I'm having his child.
You made out with him in his bed and then said no.
Yep. That's how
and
it went
thought
down.
That was cool. That's all right. That's acceptable.
You're the devil.
What? What's going on with you?
Every single person that we've talked to in this conversation, including people in this room, have cursed. All right, let's cut our losses. But if you meet a hot chick named Madison, do not take her home. She's a tease.
Exactly. Don't let her sleep in your bed.
She's a tease.
Make her sleep in the closet.
And all I'll add to the last conversation is now one of the standard questions when we interview interns in the future is, have you ever slept in a guy's bed without giving it up? Because they don't get hired. I think that's the process.
Did you make out with him while you were in bed not giving it up?
Who could
and were you braless wearing just a short shorts and a t-shirt in his bed with him, making out with him and not giving it up?
Oh. Yeah, there's everything wrong with that story.
Wow.
All right, 6:54, Friday morning. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Finally, season 3 of Going Country, Gone Country.
What's that?
It's coming back. This is the reality show on the Country Music Television Network, CMT, where they take people who aren't in the country music field but want to be.
Right.
And this is the one that Sulu was on, right?
Yes. No, that was...
Celebrity something.
Secret Talents of the Stars or
oh,
whatever.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is Gone Country, and this is people from other lines of music or entertainment who want to try to get into the country music field.
Okay.
It's sort of like a celebrity American Idol, but all country.
Okay.
For example, in the first season, Julio Iglesias Jr. won as most promising celebrity new country star.
I've either not heard of this or just dismissed it out of hand.
I'm sure you've never
you got
to
watch because it's horrible.
Is that
because
bad?
Country music is horrible. But then you have people who have no business being in country music competing in country music.
Yeah, how's
makes
Julio
it twice as
Iglesias
horrible.
Jr. doing now in the country world?
Oh, he's tearing it up.
Is he really?
He's got a number one song.
Sure.
Called Cerveza for My Horses, Tequila for My Men. Skid Row frontman Sebastian Bach took season 2. So these are the kind of people we're talking about competing in Gone Country. They've just released their list for season 3, and I'm very excited.
Okay.
Funkadelic George Clinton. He's going to be trying to sing country music.
That's awesome.
That's a horrible idea.
That's a great idea.
Sheila E.
You can tell the guy who likes country music thinks it's horrible. Those of us who hate country music, fantastic idea.
I've heard George Clinton sing my whole life. He cannot sing country music. There's no way that'll be any good.
That's why it's good.
Okay, all right.
Sheila E. Taylor Dane. Remember her?
Yes.
She had one song, right?
Hits. Yeah, what was her biggest hit?
Tell It to My Heart was her biggest. But she had a couple other.
Tell It to My Heart. Yeah. That can be. former Miss USA Tara Conner, who I think had her title stripped from her because she's a drunken whore, right?
That's right.
Yes. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yes.
Justin Guarino from the first season of American Idol. Remember Justin and Kelly?
They were
the two finalists. Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarino with
the sideshow bob hair.
Yes.
Richard Grieco. From 21 Jump Street.
Wow.
Booker. And, of course, Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees.
We really may have to watch this.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I forgot to mention that John Rich of Big and Rich is the host of the show.
No, he isn't.
So you got it all right there on Gone
Girl. Well, your mom busted in, said, what's that noise? Oh, mommy, just jealous, it's a Big and Rich boy.
Big and Rich boy.
You gotta fight.
Nope, 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 nope.
No, I do not.
Nope, nope.
So, it premieres in January, so.
I love bad.
Country music sucks.
Country music does suck.
Plenty of time to set your TiVos.
I love bad, and that seems like
sounds
it's
horrible.
Even
it?
Further down the road.
Yeah. More music news. Radiohead singer Tom York was so pleased with Barack Obama's election, or victory rather, in the election, that he's giving everyone a prize, a little present from Tom.
Who's everyone? Everyone in the world?
Yep. It's a new download. Free. At Radiohead.com, if you want to hear the new remix of Harrow Downhill, a track which originally appeared on Tom's 2006 solo album, The Eraser. There's a new remix with the guys from Radiohead playing on it, and if you want that, you can download it for free, and he says it's to celebrate Barack Obama's victory. To which
what's
I respond,
the connection?
You're a freaking Brit. Mind your own business.
Yeah.
Keep your nose out of our politics.
What's the connection between that song and Barack Obama?
I don't believe there is one. I think he's just celebrating the victory by giving you something free, and this is what he's got laying around.
Okay.
It's like what we do. We don't really have a good prize. We just give whatever we have in the prize closet.
Dude, we've been scraping the closet lately, and there is nothing in there.
Yeah.
Times are tough. His version of Afro porn.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
And it's official. Kim Cattrall has announced there will be a Sex in the City sequel.
You have made it.
She says there are plenty of questions left from the movie that they need to address. Oh, screw you.
Well, they're not dead yet.
Could it be this one? That'd be so
please,
great.
Please, God, please.
It would be 80 in the last movie.
Well, Kim already is, isn't she?
Yeah.
Apparently she was on a British talk show and she said they're already in talks. For Sex in the City 2.
Oh, God, no, 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 no.
More close-ups of Carrie. That's all I want.
Aww.
They're already looking like the Golden Girls.
Oh. Wilbur.
Manure. Yeah.
And Michael Jackson's Thriller is headed to Broadway. The New York Post has reports that the 14-minute music video that was directed by John Landis in 1983 will be transformed into a full-length Broadway musical. Other songs from the Thriller album will be used as the score, and they're going to debut it in New York City,
that's
hopefully
cool.
Sometime next year.
That sounds awful, Lisa. What are you talking about?
No, but it's great music. It's really good music.
I think it'd be cool.
That sounds like
there might be some...
Kind of the way Mamma Mia. People
exactly.
Love that
sort
music.
Of.
Or Jersey Boys. There's a lot of great musical.
We got to get the Thrill
music.
The World guys back on the phone.
They should all go audition.
Got to get them back on.
Yeah,
that guy's going to be over the moon.
Today's celebrity birthday is Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch. He's 51 years old today. He played Peter on that show. Morgan Spurlock, filmmaker with a hysterical last name. Spurlock. He's 38. The London Boys, Jeremy and Jason, pair of acting twins. They are 36. And Yunjin Kim, who played his son on Lost. She's 35 years old today. No bell for Yunjin Kim?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry.
You're slacking.
She's hot.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
It is Friday. That means Ralph has the movie beat for us next hour. And Friday also means NFL football this weekend. And our friend Andrew Siciliano from the Red Zone DirecTV channel joins us in studio. Hey, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Andrew, I couldn't help but feel for you because last night, Thursday night football started on the NFL Network. We have 7 weeks of Thursday night football to look forward to, thanks to the good people at the NFL Network. And the first game was...
God's team, the Cleveland Browns.
Browns
as
versus
this
the
is the second coming. They are God's team. It's confirmed against the Denver Broncos.
But God only wanted them to play well for three quarters?
I don't get the whole God thing today. I'm going to have some soul searching this weekend. They have, for the second consecutive week, put on a clinic of not being able to tackle and how to choke away leads in the third and fourth quarter. It's sickening. I almost threw myself in front of traffic. I almost just went down in front of the Mormon temple and hoped that I get run over by a cop car. Really, that's how bad I felt.
You could have committed suicide. Just scream yes on 8 down there. And they would have taken you out.
You would have gone right down.
Enough with the helicopters, please. I can't go to bed. There's 7 helicopters over my head. Do we need 7 helicopters?
Well, every channel's got to have their own.
That's right.
Sure. Yeah. Can't there be one news feed? It's the same feed.
I know.
Get
ridiculous.
An HD camera. Yep. Cut down on the pollution.
I don't know. Helicopters pollute?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Of course they do.
Thank you.
And the cost of
a lot of That was an awful lot of people down there at that rally. But let's get back to your struggling Cleveland Browns again. So how many points did Denver put up on the board in the fourth quarter? Was it 100?
21, 24, 28. It was a second straight week. That's all you got to know. The second straight week, the Browns had a 2-touchdown lead in the third and fourth quarter, and they blew it because they can't tackle anyone, they can't stop anyone, and Brady Quinn is not the Messiah. You know what? You ask for change, and then you find out that the guy can do a decent job, but everything else around him is going to fuck.
Their problem was not at quarterback, it turns out, problem.
Weren't you the one that was telling us that every professional team, they all have great football players on them, and any team can beat any team? Remember that?
Sure. Yeah. There's the whole Any Given Sunday spiel, if you believe that. Elizabeth Berkley took her clothes off in that movie, too, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Except for the Cleveland Browns, in which case they can't tackle. They can't.
Any given fourth quarter, they will find a way to die like dogs.
They
look consistent.
Great. First three quarters of the game, they look great.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's kind of like a hallmark of the Raiders team, is how hard can they try to lose?
All right.
No, the Raiders suck from beginning to end.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I want to put into perspective how bad the Raiders were, right? Last week was hands down their worst game in franchise history.
Yes.
It might have been, according to some people, the worst game to be ever played by an NFL team. Seriously.
Wow.
They had 3 first downs and 77 yards.
Yeah.
At halftime, they had negative yardage.
-2.
They hadn't moved the ball past the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
At halftime. But imagine if we could. Imagine this radio show. It's a stretch. But imagine this show sucks. Which it doesn't, but imagine it does.
Okay.
And then imagine if the crazy senile boss walked in and said, who here makes a lot of money? Who wants to go home? You know what? We're going to cut the nose off to spite the face. You're going home. Get out of here. Okay? And I'm going to pay you. And I'm going to rip up your no-compete. You can go work for another show and get paid twice. Wouldn't you do it? As much as you love your friends.
Hasn't he been the problem with that team
all along?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean,
Al Davis is insane.
It's horrible.
And horribly out of touch with modern football. And is that team will never recover as long as he's in charge.
As long as he's alive. He cut D'Angelo Hall this week, who's really bad at football. But he's really bad.
Right. But he hasn't been playing well.
A game through 8 games. He paid him $8 million. And he gave up 2 draft picks to get him when no one else would have given up 1.
Wow.
And then they cut him halfway through the season to try to teach a lesson. Hey, if you don't play well, we're going to cut you. You know, the guys are all now knocking on his door begging to be cut.
Sure.
They don't want to be there.
Yeah.
Well, it's more embarrassing to be on the Raiders than to not be on the Raiders. I already heard in the Bay Area that D'Angelo'd has become a verb now for people getting fired. D'Angelo'd is what they're referring to it as.
They were calling him D'Angelo Fall rather than D'Angelo Hall.
Sure.
You line up against him, he falls down, you get a touchdown, he gets paid $1 million.
Right.
It works.
But interesting story in USA Today yesterday, Andrew, where they said the Raiders have the biggest salary payout in the NFL. They're paying their athletes more than anyone else in the league.
They are?
They're the number one payroll team in the NFL.
D'Angelo Hall, this guy. Tommy Kelly, they re-signed him. He's a defensive lineman. They gave him 200% of market value to re-sign him.
Why did they do that?
Javon Walker couldn't get a job. They gave him a $17 million bonus.
Their payrolls are biggest in the NFL. They're spending the most money doing the least.
Like the crazy old man down the street where you knock on his door and you know that he's lonely and he has nothing to do. And if you be nice to him because he needs companionship, he'll give you a couple of bucks.
Right.
That sounds like a bad Family Guy episode of the dude down the street. I'm sorry.
Chris. Hey, hi there, youngster.
I love that guy. This may be a dumb question, but is there such thing as the league stepping in? Is there a case of a senile old guy and malfeasance, and maybe there's some way to make Al Davis sell the team?
There should be, but they're not going to do it. There's no way they would ever do it. Not from his cold, dead fingers.
Plus, the problem is, at one time, the guy was a major player in the league and had done a lot for the NFL.
His nickname was the Maverick, but...
Really,
the Maverick.
See how that worked out.
His problem is he sued the league a dozen times. You know, it's a commitment to excellence. It's really a commitment to litigation.
Yeah.
That's all they do up there. It's a commitment to litigation.
But I mean, they have a boxing committee that would not let George Foreman fight today if he wanted to, for instance, because they would say he's too old and he's too much danger and too much, you know, he's not good for the sport.
You're absolutely
like they ought to be
able
to do the same thing in this case.
But if they get rid of the Raiders, then you only have 31 teams and they have, you know, somebody can't play a game.
No, you don't get rid of the Raiders. You get rid of him. You get rid of the owner.
I am all for regime change.
We don't
go
need,
in there and knock them out.
We don't need Al Davis.
Shock and awe, Andrew.
We don't need Al Davis and Donald Sterling in the same world, by the way. Both horrible owners. One basketball, one football.
There's the quest for 82-0 for the Lakers. There is a legitimate 0-82 quest for the Clippers. You do not overlook that possibility. I don't know if Donald Sterling has lost more market and more money in real estate in the last couple of months or in the realization that this team is atrocious.
Both of those owners should be just kicked out.
Atrocious. Yeah.
All right, so what are the good games this weekend?
What are the good games? Yeah. Tennessee-Chicago. We said a couple of weeks ago, Tennessee is the most anonymous, undefeated team in NFL history.
It is remarkable.
They're 8-0.
They're 8-0.
And no one's talking about them.
Nobody knows much about them.
No. They're going to Chicago, and Lance Briggs, Bears linebacker, looked at the cameras yesterday and said, guys, we're the best team of the NFL. So, excuse me?
At this point in the Patriots season last year, people were already talking about them running the board and going undefeated. Remember when they were 8-0? But you're absolutely right. There's not a peep of that for Tennessee.
They're not even talking about them playing. Yeah. Forget about them going 16-0. People forget they're even playing a game.
No one thinks they're for real.
No.
That's what I was going to ask. Is people just expect them to start losing any day, so what, they're 8-0?
Well, what people don't get is they have the best defense in the NFL. They're going up 12 points a game.
Yeah. Right.
So it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. They're running the football for 200 and some yards a game, and they're giving up 12 points a game. You might not like them. It's ugly, but it works.
Collins is doing just enough not to lose games. That's all he's just.
That's all he has ever done. Yeah. That's all he has
Which is
ever
perfect
done.
For this
Bears
team.
Give him a game, even with Rex Grossman.
I think the Bears could beat him. Yeah. I think this might be the biggest.
I mean, it's not going to be a 50-point blowout, but the Bears could very, very, very easily beat him.
Depends whether good Rex or bad Rex shows up.
Sexy Rexy.
Sexy Rexy. Yeah.
Sexy
Rex Grossman,
Rexy.
Back behind center for the Bears.
That guy can be so bad and so good on different days. It's unbelievable, that guy.
And he was bad last week, but they somehow won despite him, and now he gets a week to practice on being bad. So it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
How about the mysterious Colts against the Pittsburgh Steelers with their short week?
Colts and Steelers. This is one of those games where it could be like 17-14. I don't think they're going to play Ben in this one. I think they're going to sit down Big Ben because Byron Leftwich came off the bench Monday night. This was the most immature week, I think, in the history of the NFL in terms of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go back 10 days, you had Mike Singletary dropping his pants, right?
Right.
You guys had that story. Mike
Showing
Singletary
his
in his coaching
debut
dropped his drawers and like spread them.
I love him. He's crazy.
He's really crazy. And then
that was just
mad.
The first game.
I know.
That was his first game. Then you had Jack Del Rio, the Jaguars coach, kick a guy out of a meeting and ban him for 2 days because he said, here's the film. We're going to go through the film. Here's what we did wrong. If anybody opens your mouth and tries to defend yourself while I chew your butts out, you're out of here. So Mike Peterson raised his hand and tried to defend himself. Zip it. And he kicked him out for 2 days. Then you had three players in a triangulation of fire across the country. All imply the other one was gay.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear about this one.
You had Joey Porter of the Dolphins imply Brandon Marshall of the Broncos was gay.
Yes.
Brandon Marshall, who almost screwed his team last night by pulling a black glove out of his pants because he wanted to do an Olympic protest.
Yep.
Even though he's not bright enough to figure out what he's doing. Then Brandon Marshall implies Joey Porter's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Then Joey Porter rips Matt Jones of the Jaguars, and they're not even playing each other this week.
Right.
And then Matt Jones says, I don't know why Joey Porter's talking about me. We're not playing each other. He must like to sit around at home and think about men all day. So you've had three guys imply the other guy was gay, and then you had the Patriots' 19-year-old cheerleader getting fired for the Facebook photos.
What happened to that story? That was a cheerleader that got... It was a Halloween
She's
party?
She's an idiot. She got loaded at Boston College, got juiced at a party, and a guy passed out, and everyone was writing on him with a Sharpie, because, you know, that's hysterical.
That's the rule. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. And there were a bunch of swastikas written on him and penises drawn on him. And there was a photo of her participating that ended up on Facebook.
So she got fired as a cheerleader
for
that?
She got fired. She's a 19-year-old cheerleader. And they're not just for breakfast anymore. And she got fired because not only are they on her Facebook site, but she's doing the old, hey, smiling in front of the passed out drunk guy. She tried to defend herself by saying that was actually his costume. He wasn't really passed out and drunk, as if that would make
he
it better.
He came as passed out drunk guy?
He was passed out drunk guy with swastikas and penises on him.
Who had been
that was his costume, which I hear was big this year.
That's the best.
It was Sarah Palin and then drunk out passed out guy with swastikas.
And the other things. Why do people put that stuff on Facebook is what I want to know. Do kids not know
I don't think
that the internet goes out to everyone?
I don't think she would have thought that that would be... I mean, I wouldn't think I would get fired
Probably
for
not.
That.
Probably not.
Everybody knows when you drink and you pass out, you get written on. The worse, the better. That's how it works.
Why do people put anything like that on Facebook?
Well, that I don't know.
I mean, are they that dumb?
Or entertain their friends?
It's just
dumb?
Their friends that are watching.
Yeah, just their friends. Okay.
Yeah, the Patriots believe there was a bad reflection on them that she was drawing swastikas all over a drunk guy.
Really?
How crazy is that?
What really? Else do kids do these days on a Saturday night?
Come on, swastika's funny,
Come
right?
Come on.
Look. Yeah. When you're passed out and you're drunk, what the worst thing possible is funny.
Yeah.
You want to take it as far as possible because that's so horrible for that guy, blah, blah, blah.
Right, and then take photos
really,
of
do you,
it.
Do you fire the girl for that?
I think the fact that the Kraft family that owns the Patriots sponsors the Israeli Tackle Football League in Israel. They run it.
Oh.
I think...
So maybe that wasn't a good move for me.
No, chances? No.
The Israelis tend for some reason to frown on the swastika. I don't know why.
For Pete's sake, they wear red, white, and blue. Their name is the Patriots.
Sure. Yeah, I guess there's right. all that.
Yes. I mean, if they were the Raiders, she would have been promoted.
That's true.
She'd be starting this weekend.
She
All right.
would.
We've got to take a break. Andrea Siciliano is here, of course, from the Red Zone DirecTV. You should go to DirecTV.com and find out all about it because it's awesome. When we come back, we need to talk about Ralph's beloved Eagles versus
pick some
the
games.
Giants.
Pick some games.
We've also got New Orleans and Atlanta this weekend, Buffalo at New England. There's a couple of very interesting games, and we'll continue with Andrew right after this on the World Famous Camp. Andrew Siciliano is here from the Red Zone DirecTV channel. Do you have any kind of snappy nickname like Mr. Football or anything like that, Andrew? Anything that people call you?
None that I could say on the air.
Yeah,
that's probably
no,
true.
In terms of the job, other than jackass, no, that's pretty much it.
Can you try to start working in Mr. Football?
Mr. Football? That's so broad. I don't know if I would ever want that crown.
But I was noticing on your resume that you used to do the post-game Bears show.
Sure.
You were a play-by-play announcer for the Los Angeles Avengers of the Arena Football League. Do they still exist?
They do.
I had no idea.
The schedule should be out within about a week. I know you're getting excited right now.
Go
LAAvengers.com.
Go Soul!
All the Philadelphia Soul, you're reigning Arena Football League champions. How about that?
That's a league where the final score of a game is 112 to 100.
No, that's the halftime score. That's the halftime score. They
right.
bust the over every time.
I think they used to call you Horse Collar Siciliano. Is that true?
Horse Collar. Yeah. I'm not even going to try to decipher that one.
Speaking of the Soul, let's talk about that other team in Philadelphia. What are they called?
The Phillies.
Phillies.
The
that's
Eagles
what it is, yeah.
is what they're
Oh, that's
called.
Right. Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Ralph is already excited because this season did not start off great for Eagles fans, but they've really turned it around, and now they're in a position. What happens if they beat the Giants this weekend, Ralph?
They just climbed out of the basement. They're inching their way up the ladder in the NFC East, and if they beat the Giants this weekend, they will be tied for second place with the Washington Redskins.
Well, that's exactly. easy. Just beat the Giants, and then?
Just beat the Giants.
You know.
Which only one team has done all year. God's team, the Cleveland Browns. I mentioned that, right?
That's
right. All they have to do
the
now.
The Browns beat the Giants.
What? The
yeah,
Browns
what
did.
I'm
I think
saying.
They can do it. I mean, why can't they? It's a Sunday night game, right?
It's a Sunday night
so
game.
So it's a Sunday night
game.
So that means you get to drink at home as opposed to drinking out in public,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. And it is at home. It's in Philadelphia, which
right.
is always a plus.
Right.
And the Eagles have won their past, they've won three straight, all by 13 points or more in the
right.
past three games. So they have turned the corner. The second half of the season for them is going to win
yeah.
when they turn
oh, you're
it
so, you're so
they're
just
getting, they're getting hot,
hopeful.
Is what I'm saying.
It's just an ugly
hot.
Hopefulness.
Hot.
There
I'm
will
saying.
Be broken legs in this game.
Someone will get hurt.
Yeah. This game will be bloodied. There will be broken limbs.
These two are at each other's throats all the time? Are they natural?
It is physical to the point of uncomfortable almost. With these two defenses and the way that they go after people, it's like you're watching something in a gladiator pit.
But the Giants have a quarterback who's retarded, so he won't know if he's hurt. You know what I mean?
That's
like
true.
He won't even know that's a problem.
He's retard strong.
Are you confirmed?
Oh, yeah.
You're confirmed on this.
We got the test back from the lab.
Really?
Yeah,
it's science.
He's missing a chromosome.
It's science.
Because Eli's a nice guy.
Yes,
nice.
He is.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We talk to him from time to time. He's a great guy. But he's a mouth breather.
He is a mouth breather.
Just call him Corky.
It was the most popular costume at our Halloween Spooky Singles
Corky?
Party, too, Andrew. It was Eli Manning.
Really?
Eli Manning, yeah.
Not
yeah.
the drawn on the Facebook passed out drunk guy.
No, that wasn't
popular. I think that one's so much better. I mean, you can do it at home in 10 minutes.
That's true. Who do you like for this game,
idea.
Andrew?
I do like the New York Football Giants. I'm sorry.
Wrong, sir.
They are the best team in the National Football League.
Until
Not
this weekend.
Not the Tennessee Titans.
Until this weekend.
They are the best team of the NFL. They will beat Donovan McNabb.
They will
chase
not.
Him around.
They won't.
Yes, they
so
will.
So this game is Sunday night, did
it
you say?
It is the Sunday, okay. Sunday, Sunday. Sunday, Sunday
usually,
night game.
With their dirty Justin Tuck player getting fined
Justin
all over
Tuck's
the place.
Not dirty.
Fined today.
Not
fined.
Everyone gets fined.
Fined, sir.
How much?
Brooks Bollinger was damaged by him.
Damaged?
Damaged, sir.
Please, has Jared Allen been fined yet
damaged.
For taking the knees out on Matt Schaub?
No, he hasn't.
Everyone.
I don't know
fined.
Any of
Come
these
on.
Names. Someone help
Brian
me.
Brian Dawkins has been fined. Brian Dawkins, safety for the Eagles. Hasn't he been fined before?
Yes, he has.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're not getting fined, you're not playing the right way.
Okay.
Yeah, keep that in
Most
mind.
Most of the time when it's a 10 a.m. Pacific start or a 1 p.m. Pacific start, Ralph is still hungover by Monday morning. This is going to be a Sunday night game.
Yeah. Now, how are you going to do with
5:15, I think.
In
so.
Which the Eagles are going to get beat. So this
They're
is
not
going to be nice
this
on Monday.
This is where the season turns
That's
right
what
here.
I'm saying. Do you tailgate in your driveway before the game?
Yes. I set up the hibachi and I put up a little tent and I have a little tiny portable television out there in the driveway.
And you're
and then
toasted.
I run inside.
You're toasted.
For the game. I am
and
hammered.
Kickoff.
I am hammered.
All right. Let's move along to Buffalo at New England this weekend.
Is the cheerleader's not going to be there?
She won't.
So,
no,
she won't
so
be
there.
Keep that
We've
one
lost
on.
Her.
The Patriots are a 3.5-point favorite. I don't know how the Patriots do it.
Buffalo was great at the beginning of the season.
They
Buffalo
did.
On fire,
and
then
now
they've
hit
struggling.
A wall. Which is exactly why the Buffalo Bills are going to get some vengeance here. The Patriots
Ooh.
Have owned them for decades. Well,
yeah.
For 5-6 years, this decade. This is the point where the Bills actually wake up, and Trent Edwards wakes up, and he stops throwing stupid INTs like he did last week, and they work in both running backs, not just Marshawn Lynch, who, if you hear him speak, you cannot believe he went to Cal. You know that he may have lived in Berkeley for some time,
right.
And he played on Saturdays, but you can't believe he went to Cal. They use both him and Fred Jackson, and they win this game. They do it on the road in New England with the men with the muskets standing on the side of the field.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's a bold prediction.
Dante Culpepper coming back this week.
That's how bad the Lions are.
Yeah.
Dante Culpepper signed on Monday. They have two other quarterbacks on the roster.
Oh, they do? Oh,
they
I
do.
Know.
Drew Stanton and, I believe, Drew Henson. They told them, you're not good enough to play this week. Our other guys are hurt. You're not good enough to play. We're going to take a dude off the street who has yet to play a game the entire year, who spends most of his
What's
time...
What's he doing now?
Well, he was signed on Monday by the Lions.
No, but I'm saying Dante Culpepper before
He's
Monday.
He's been out of the league.
He's been
year.
Out of the league. He's been sitting in his house in Florida. He doesn't have an agent. He emails teams. He emails football blogs. If you write about him, he will email you. No joke.
Wow.
He reads everything. He's that guy.
He's
that reads everything.
And he just and he's that? Gonna, and he's going to start on Monday? On
he's
going to
start likely on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. And just throw him in there. How bad can it be? The Lions will throw him to the Lions.
To the Lions, yeah.
That's how bad they are.
Wow.
Yeah, so don't take the Lions. Although the Lions almost screwed everyone's suicide pool last week. They almost beat
they
the
almost
Bears.
They almost did it. Yeah.
Yeah, almost.
Almost.
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
They haven't won a game this year. They're the Clippers of football, right?
They are, and they could go for that perfect 0-16. I mean, it's certainly within grasp.
Wouldn't that be great?
It
All right,
be.
We're almost out of time, but we have to talk about the Colts and the Steelers.
Yes. I like the Steelers.
Steelers are going to
Because the Steelers' defense is so stinking good. You saw that against the Redskins. The Redskins, mm-hmm. Jason Campbell hadn't thrown a pick the entire season. He finally threw an INT on Monday night. They shut down Clinton Portis. They only allowed 51 yards. And the Steeler fans were so loud in Washington mm-hmm. that the Redskins had to go to a silent count. They had to use hand jive signals to communicate.
Do they call it hand jive?
No, they call it hand signals. I'm just trying to put in the vernacular. They used hand signals in their own building
right.
because the Steeler fans were so loud. Now, I hate the Steelers wow. with an unspeakable passion as a Cleveland Browns fan. However,
of course.
I do respect them, and I do believe they will win this game. But as we've learned in the past, most of my picks just die.
Your picks don't necessarily come true.
Yeah.
Real quick, the Monday night game, Arizona-San Francisco.
I like the Cardinals by 2.5 touchdowns.
Yes,
San Francisco
do.
Is that bad, even with extra time off to look at Mike Singletary's butt.
But how good is Warner this year?
Kurt Warner at home is lights out. He's 350 a game or something like that. It will be a fun game to watch. But remember, last time they were on Monday night in that building, that was the Dennis Green. We let him off the hook.
Oh, that's
they
right.
are what
yeah.
they thought they were or whatever
yeah.
it was. And he made money on beer commercials after that.
Yeah,
that so
was
expect
best.
That
yeah.
from Kurt Warner not making beer commercials.
It's very exciting. And the deal with the red zone is you can call at any point in the season and still get it, right?
So that
people,
is correct.
If people want to see it Sunday, they can make the call today to 888-777-2454 or go to directtv.com and watch basically all the games at once all day Sunday with Andrew.
It's a little bit expensive to get the red zone, but well worth it. And you can take advantage of the bailout if you go broke.
Yes, and we
so
don't come
cool.
to your house to clean up, though, when your head explodes. We can't do that from sensory overload.
All right.
It's well worth it.
It is.
Well worth it. Andrew, thank you for coming in. We always love it.
Jack Osborne, Kelly Osborne, Sharon Osborne. I'm not just naming Osbornes. I'm telling you who's going to be with us here in the 9 o'clock hour this morning on the Kevin DeBee and Sean Kerouac, talking about their new variety show, if you can believe it, coming to television soon. That's on the way, plus the Movie Beat next hour. Right now, Kevin DeBee email bag. You can write to any of us, Kevin or me or Lisa, Psycho Mike, Dave, Alex, Ralph, whoever you're trying to get a hold of. All the email addresses are at krock.com. And here's a follow-up on the conversation we had in the 6 o'clock hour this morning about intern Madison. Kevin, for people who weren't listening, tell them what Madison's situation was.
Well, went home with a guy, slept in his bed, and didn't give it up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were saying either don't sleep in his bed or give it up. One of the two.
It's right. A big don't tease.
Have. That's a tease.
You don't have to have sex with the guy, but don't sleep in his bed if you're going to stay at his house. Make other arrangements.
We
that's
found
all
out it was even worse than that. She slept in his bed and made out with him, and then didn't give it up.
Yeah, that's BS. Well, here's what Zach has to say, and I hope Madison is listening in the other room. Dude, you don't go stand in line at In-N-Out just to stand in line. You're there to order and eat a hamburger once you get to the front of the line. Doesn't Madison understand the law of possibility versus probability? If a chick sleeps over at your pad, it's possible that you're going to end up having sex with her. If she sleeps in your bed, it's probable that you'll end up having sex with her. If she sleeps in your bed and you don't have sex with her, then you have the full-on right to either A, take a hair and panty sample for your collection, or B, leave her a present in her purse while she sleeps.
Rules are rules.
Those are not rules,
Zach.
Those are not rules. Just a little something for Madison to consider, that's all.
Speaking of creepy people,
yes.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm a listener to the morning show since Romano and the Blade. Still listen to you guys, too. Just a few minutes ago, however, for the very first time, I looked at Bean's blog. And I am stunned at how creepy he actually is.
How dare
especially
you.
With the material on his girlfriend, Zac Efron.
How dare you?
How dare you be surprised at that at this point is my thing.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins. This is talking about the topic we had yesterday of people who were busted by things that they found on their partner's text messages.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a major cell phone company, and not a day goes by that I don't get a call from a customer either asking if there's any way that someone can get a hold of the contents of a message they sent or trying to get the text records of someone else on their account. By far, my best story so far was a customer who called in yelling at me, blaming me and my company for his divorce. I asked what happened. He said, dude, I was so careful with my phone, I delete everything, but my phone broke, and my wife decided to surprise me and buy me a new one. When she activated it at the store, all the text and picture messages that had been received while the phone was broken came in, and let me tell you, I was busted. There were pictures that girls sent me of them nude, other dirty text messages. Well, now, thanks to you, I'm phoneless and wifeless, and I want a new phone from you and a year's worth of credit for you not telling me this is possible. Kevin and Bean, I put the guy on mute on the phone and then laughed while I told him we weren't responsible for his personal affairs. My experience in working for a cell phone company is that people love to use text as a way to live a secret life, and I can't wait to hear the stories on your show when I go to work today.
Yep.
So apparently it's not an uncommon problem that they hear about all the time at the cell phone companies.
Yesterday was a Dewan birthday celebration. Dear Kevin and Bean, thanks for having Dewan as a regular on the show. He makes my day every time he calls in.
Isn't that
He's
nice?
The best. I'm glad you guys appreciate someone like Dewan being so polite, respectful, and well, just Dewan. He could easily be the type you would normally harass and belittle in the good old Kevin and Bean way, but Dewan is so much above all of us that love your typically boorish sense of humor. I vote for Dewan. Kisha.
That's nice.
We've already had one black guy make it to the White House. Why not two? I say Dewan's next. Here's an email from KROQ listener Brendan talking about the class action lawsuit that I'm filing against the Channel 4 weather reporter, Alita Loresca.
The one that your lawyer turned down?
As you know, I can find a new attorney. I can find new representation for this case because this is legit. She infuriates us by having the biggest boobs on television yet only wearing turtleneck sweaters. It's so unfair. It really is cruel. Here's Brendan's take on it. Why does Alita wear turtleneck sweaters every day? My guess is that she probably has some serious nipples, and she'd be nipping out every day in the studio if she ever got cold. She must stay warm. My wife is Filipina, also has the same problem. She wears the thickest undergarments possible, and still, several times a day, she gets eraser points through her sweaters. Sounds to me like NBC has told her no go on the nipping out on camera, and that's what's going on. Well, that could be it.
It's a bad choice.
No defense as far as I'm concerned. I'm still suing.
You're Kevin and Bean. Kevin is the only other person I've ever heard of not liking the Beatles besides myself. The Beatles are one of the most overrated bands, if not the most overrated band of all time.
I don't know that I'd go that far.
You don't really say they're overrated. You say it's like not them. Your kind of music.
I understand what they did for their time and understand people like their simple, catchy, repetitive songs, just like people like Nickelback. It does not make them a superior band that people think like to think of them as now, 20 years or even when they were doing it. It makes them a footnote. F the Beatles.
Wow.
All right. Did you just read an email that compared the Beatles to Nickelback?
Yep.
Is that what you just read?
Yep, yep, yep.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I've been a long-time fan. I watch all the time him of the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, I've seen the show change through these many years, sometimes not for the better. But one thing that has always remained the same is Lisa May. She's always been the person on your program who brings a positive attitude and balance to an otherwise rude and negative show.
How dare you?
That's so nice.
However, in the last few weeks, I've noticed that Lisa is starting to drift toward the dark side.
She's been on fire.
I heard her mocking the fat chick from Fat Free Talk Week. I heard her talking about road fairies on the air the other day. She's now starting to talk back. I'm afraid you guys have finally broken her, to which I say it's about goddamn time. You go, Lisa. Being nice leads to nowhere. Fernando.
So right. That's no way to get ahead.
And finally, dear Kevin and Bean, is that Ice-T doing that song about grape soda?
Oh. I think Mr. T would be insulted. Hey, Kevin and Bean, could
Mr.
you please
T
tell me?
Did it?
Mr. T did it?
Ice-T.
It's even better. Can you guys tell me how I can get a copy of Grape Soda in the White House by Kevin Federlesi on your program? It's so funny. I work at 54th and Crenshaw, which is the center of Obama world. It's either going to make my coworkers laugh or they're going to kill my ass. Could you please play it again? Thanks. Have a great day. And Zena, I think we may have time
sure.
for K-Fed's newest song about Obama, don't you?
I warn y'all. That's right. My brother, Barack Obama. Up in the White House now, so all you punk-ass honkies better raise up! We drinking grape soda up in the White House! We drinking grape soda up in the White House! Yeah! Grape soda up in the White House! We drinking grape soda up in the White House! We made the White House black! Yeah, we took the power back! Now all you hunky bitches are under our attack! It's the revolution! And it will be televised! Cause f***ing with Obama comes very ill-advised. We the Afro government, it's the Nubian regime. Drinking 40, smoking weed, and eating collard greens. Showing up to a press conference 40 minutes late. Middle fingers in the air while you honky sit and wait. We got the nuclear code, so throw your hands up. With a presidential seal encrusted on our pimp cup. The bald eagle, we rock pit bulls. We don't need no secret service, we got pistols. Yeah, that's right. From slave ships and shackles to Capitol Hill. How you like me now is payback. I'm going to the Pentagon to play some PlayStation. Word up. We drinking grape soda up in the White House. Grape soda up in the White House. Bitch, we drinking grape soda up in the White House. We drinking grape soda up in the White House.
We tried to explain to K-Fed that he's not black?
He's not black. I don't know where he's coming from with all that.
Yeah, he doesn't believe that.
I think did you already take Andrew Siciliano and kiss him goodbye in the parking lot until you see him next week?
Look who's talking.
I just know you love him. That's
Zac
all.
Zac Efron, altar of worship. He's going to come at me with some...
I'm just saying you have a boyfriend, too. That's all I'm suggesting.
No, we're two men who enjoy football.
Yeah.
We're not two guys going to see High School Musical 3 and then catching the final innings of the baseball game. Okay? We're men. Bonding over football.
58, KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Rob's here with the Showbiz Beat for Friday. What the hell's going on?
He does kiss good, though.
That's what I'm
sorry,
saying.
What?
Michael Jackson's Thriller's headed to Broadway.
Yay.
Let me try this again.
Okay.
Michael Jackson's Thriller is heading to Broadway. New York Post reports that the original 14-minute music video that was directed by John Landis is being transformed into a full-length musical. They'll use other songs from the album like Billie Jean and Beat It to flesh out a full-blown, expensive production musical on Broadway.
Could be great.
I think it could be very entertaining.
Are you too?
Great music. Catchy stuff. People can dance to it. I give it a 10.
You give it a 10?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
They're making a Sex in the City sequel.
Yes! Woo!
You're just making Lisa's whole day here today.
That's the loneliest
Broadway,
woo I've ever
Sex
heard.
In the City.
The only woman in here.
Apparently, Kim Cattrall was on a British talk show that was being guest hosted by Melanie Brown of the Spice Girls.
That made a ton of dough, though, didn't it?
It sure did.
Oh, yeah. Surprise, I guess.
She was asked point blank, would there be a sequel? She answered emphatically, yes, there will. Because I need my hormone shots, she said. Menopause is a bitch. And she also said it's hard to keep Sarah Jessica Parker in shoes. Guys to come over and pull them off and clean her hooves and then hammer on new ones. Oh, it's a very expensive process.
See, Lisa, because she looks like a horse.
Right.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, okay.
And you thought he was talking about his shoes like the kind they wear on the well, show. He's like a horseshoes.
Yeah. He sucks me in and then...
Yeah. Who knew Manolo Blahnik made horseshoes? Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears joined Madonna on stage last night at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, that did happen, as
rumored. It happened. However, they didn't show up at the same time. Britney came out and did a duet on Human Nature with Madonna. And then Timberlake came out and they did their duet 4 minutes.
4 minutes, yeah.
From Hard Candy. So they were performing separately, but they were there at the same time.
But they're, I mean, I know they're exes and all, but they're friendly now, right? It's not awkward for them to be in the same place at the same time anymore, is it?
Jeez, I don't really hang with JT anymore, so I'm not quite sure what's going on between the two of them.
Well, I know that for the rest of us it would be awkward, but because they're celebrities, they remain best friends.
All of their exes always remain friends.
And it's not a problem. Sure. So.
Apparently at the star-studded performance, Jennifer Lopez was in the audience, Heidi Klum, Carrie Underwood, Dennis Quaid, Hayden Panettiere, Fergie, Kate Moss, Amanda Bynes, just a lot of stars in the audience there at Dodger Stadium last night for the concert, which started 3 hours late.
Oh, no.
Hi, how are you?
Hours.
Hi, how are you?
That's why? Yes.
Apparently, while they were setting up the stage the day before, a giant crane they were using to lift equipment toppled over and destroyed half the stage.
Wow.
What happened to Madonna's face?
And hit her face. So apparently, they were scrambling trying to rebuild the stage in time for the concert, which has a lot of, apparently, pyrotechnics and that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So what time did she go on? Like 11 o'clock at night or something? Or?
I do not know, sir. I'm assuming if it was supposed to start around 8, it probably would be around 11.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
That's great.
That's got to be bad, right?
Yeah.
And Larry King is divorcing his sixth wife. It is his seventh marriage, but he married one of the broads twice.
Really?
I think by accident. I think he just forgot.
He didn't know, right?
I think it was like number two, and he was just after number five, and he met a girl who was like, I like her. I don't know why. There's something about her. Very familiar.
Seems like I've known her for a while.
Marry me. You're terrific.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
He's married to Sean Southwick, who was a broadcaster. She used to do entertainment news. She's a singer, beauty pageant contestant. She's 48. He's 74. Larry apparently divorcing his wife when he found her cheating on him with the guy Larry hired to teach their kids how to play basketball.
Oh.
That's the problem being a 74-year-old dad. You really can't go out and post up with the kid in the parking lot.
Teach your kids anything.
Yeah. The guy was a 29-year-old basketball coach named Hector Pinate, and he had a one-year-long love affair with Sean Southwick. Apparently, they were so brazen, they would actually make love on Larry's desk in the home office.
Fantastic.
Why are all my papers soggy?
I guess every weeknight at 6 p.m., she knew she had an hour to bang.
At
I mean,
least.
She could always count on him being at CNN.
Yes.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
You mean you're a cuckold, Larry. Cuckold, everyone. Bring that word back.
Good luck.
Shakespeareans. Very, very useful.
Oh, you don't tell me. Huh?
I know. You were a Shakespeare major, weren't you?
That's right.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch is 51 years old today. Jeremy London and Jason London, the London twins, are 36 years old. Filmmaker Morgan Spurlock turns 38. And Yoon-jin Kim of Lost. She plays Sun on that TV series, which seems to me as if it hasn't been on in about six years.
I know.
It was canceled popular in the 90s, ago, right?
Man, it feels like it's been a long time since I've seen an episode of Lost. She's 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. That means Ralph's got the movie beat coming up in about 15 minutes. And some special guests in our studio next hour, Sharon Osbourne and two of her kids, Jack and Kelly, are going to be joining us talking about a variety show. Don't see many of those on the TV, but we'll find out what's going on with the wacky Osbournes coming up next hour here on K-Rock.
We have as you know, we play a lot of commercials here on K-Rock. That's how we make money. And apparently we're trying to advertise to a more Hispanic crowd lately. I'm not sure if you've been.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of Hispanic people listening to us. Listening closely enough. Here's one that we've been playing for liposuction.
Call 1-800-MAKEOVER. You can reshape your body in one day and see the results tomorrow. 1-800-MAKEOVER.
Okay, that's not so bad. That's kind of sounds like Sarah Palin, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. A little bit.
This one, though, is for a local band called Hollywood Undead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, even though Dave King of Mexico has the same problem not being able to say L.A. and having it come out L.A., that actually was not Dave this time. That was somebody else. That was somebody else, yeah. And you know what's weird is we've talked about this before. It seems like you could get an authentic voice in this city of all cities.
Mm-hmm.
You should have your pick of a million voices that speak Espanol well, speak English mm-hmm. well. Right. But it seems like they always seem to get, like, some dude that's from, you know, Nevada doing a voice. And I don't understand why we do that. So we thought we would talk to our general sales manager. Good morning.
Hello. K-Rod.
Hi. We're looking for the general sales manager, please. I believe
okay.
Rudy. Who's this?
This is Sad Girl, the secretary of Rudy Cisneros Scandalous.
Sad Girl, it's Kevin and Bean. Oh, you don't work at K-Rock. What are you doing here?
Hi, Mira.
How long have you worked at K-Rock?
Like a month.
Huh. Is Rudy there?
Hold on, eh?
Sounds like Omar is in the same room with her, which is odd.
It's weird.
What's up, eh?
Hey, Rudy.
Sales manager, Rudy Cisneros. How can I help you, eh?
You don't work at K-Rock.
I do now.
We don't have a new sales manager, I didn't think.
No, trip out, eh? Like some guy, Troy Coughlin. And Mr. Weatherby, they called me up the other day. They're like, hey, I guess the new rating system show, we got like a lot of Hispanics
mm-hmm.
listening to K-Rock. Like, we want to gear our advertising, everything to more Hispanic. Can you cook it up? Can you help us?
I'm
like, I'm down, eh? You know, so they brought me in, and now look at me. I'm balling like that.
How is your name in their Rolodex? How do they think, hey, Rudy's the guy?
I guess they must have called, like, Lightning or Alex, you know, and like, because, you know, you already talked to me on the show and stuff. You know, you guys got my number. You know, when you need to talk to me about, like, the Raiders or whatever, so, you know?
Okay, so basically the reason we now only have people doing commercials who barely speak any language is because of you, and that's your doing on purpose.
That's right, but, you know, like, it seems to be working. It's, like, innovative, it's new, and I'm gearing it towards your audience and stuff, you know? So, look, hey, it's all about results at the end of the day. You know, thoughts are things, eh?
No.
You're not doing that, are you?
But
no.
Rudy,
no, I was told to do that. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sure you were. It's L.A., though. I mean, it's not L.A.
It's
you
LA,
know that.
Yeah, L.A., right.
No, L.A. It's L, the letter L. Like it stands for Los in Los Angeles.
The letter L, and then letter A.
This is the problem. This
anyway,
is what's going on now.
Listen, like, look, I'm trying to, like, move in a positive direction and get more, like, of the mainstay clients, like all the big clients that we've had at K-Rock for a long time,
right.
to kind of alter their, like, their advertisement to be more geared towards a Hispanic audience. Like, Kevin, load up a commercial 2603. That's the new Robbins Brothers commercial. You tell me what you think.
Oh, Robbins Brothers.
Hang on a second.
Brothers.
What is it? 20?
Well, I know.
2603.
Robbins Brothers. Yeah, there you
Skip
go.
And Steve, we play them all the time. 63. Sure. Okay, yeah. I got that. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Angel and Sniper, the Robbins Brothers.
What's up, eh? I'm Angel. I'm his brother, Sniper. And we're the Robbins Brothers, eh? If you knock a bitch up and you, like, have to, like, get married, come up here, we'll give you a ring, eh? Like, don't ask where they came from, bitch. That's right, eh? Like, they fell off a truck. Just, that's where it's at, okay? Just, that's it. End of story. But we got, like, real crazy platinum. Yeah, we got some gold, too. And we got some, like, some shiny ones. So, like I said, if you knock the bitch up, her papa's tripping.
What?
Come up, you know, we got the ring for you, stupid ass, dumbass bitch.
Angel and Sniper, the Robbins Brothers.
Angel and Sniper?
Yeah, different, like a different way for them to go.
So it's
think?
Not Skip and Steve anymore, it's Angel and Sniper now for the new audience.
Skip and Steve, they still work there and stuff, and they're down and all, but like I thought Angel and Sniper might be something different, you know?
I gotta be honest, I'd be a little afraid that's insulting.
Well, check out like a commercial... 2501 is the new Sit and Sleep. I know everybody loves Sit and Sleep, eh?
501. Well, you're not screwing with that campaign. That's been enormously successful for them.
I just figured I'd do a little tweet.
Hey, what's up, eh? Like, I'm the president of Sit and Sleep. My name's
Larry and Sit and Sleep's bomb, man, because, like, I smoke Mad Yeska, and all I want to do is, like, sit around and sleep all day. So Sit and Sleep's the best, eh? So if you need, like, a mattress or a duvet or, like, a couch or, like, a love seat or something clean like that, hustle up here and I'll hook you up. Just give me, kick me down like an eighth or like a dime bag, you know, will work something. You don't even need to pay me or nothing. But Larry, as your accountant, I highly recommend that you get some feria, some cash, instead of just weed, because we won't make no money. Shut up, Erwin, my accountant. You need to relax, calm at the homes here. Hit this.
Really?
You're killing me, Larry.
There's not even two people. You're doing both voices.
I know, but look,
it seems like
tight, you know, we don't have a lot of money for like different like voiceover actors and stuff.
But you know that not all Latinos are pregnant and want drugs.
Okay.
Right?
You know, Lightning's a friend of mine. Like, I've known Lightning for a while, but
right.
I think, like, maybe his AIS, you know, it needed to be, like, a...
That's something we can all agree on.
A little more brown, you know what I'm saying? A little more
brown.
Wait,
hold on a second. I thought those were fresh to death.
They are. Look, I'm not knocking Lightning. He's my boy and all. Like, we can mix in some of his AIS commercials still, but I want you to check out the new one. This is commercial 5102, Kevin. Load that up. This is the newest AIS commercial you'll be hearing coming up pretty soon.
Okay. Let's give it a try.
What are you making, plane reservations?
I said, four numbers.
What?
What was it?
Only four numbers. Yeah,
5102. 5102, okay.
Hey, it's Ray Lampago again for AIS. What's up? I got Jose on the line.
What's up?
So what's this I hear, stupid? You got car insurance? That's stupid.
Check it out, Vato. It's cool because before when I would hit stuff with my car, I would have to pay on my own feria.
Right.
But I got AIS. They pay for me, Holmes. It's crazy.
So wait, you like blasting the people with your car and then they write a check and shit?
That's right, Vato. When I'm at my Chivas games, I go and just knock people over and it's crazy.
Oh, that's clean, eh? Hey, like how much money have you saved, eh?
They saved me about $40. Una mas, Holmes.
Wait, a month?
Una mas.
A mes.
Una mas.
Una mes.
Una mas.
A month?
A month.
Una mes.
Una mes.
A mes.
A mes.
A mes. That's a trip, eh? Like, crazy. Check it out. You know the number to call? It's, look, just...
AIS, Holmes.
It's call AIS and that's the place to call, eh? Take it easy.
Hey, Ray Lampago.
What's up, fool?
Before, I thought your commercials were stupid and fake. But that's not the case, Vato.
I told you. And that's not radio bogusness.
Oh, wow.
Come on, eh?
Terrible.
I think that's a good one. I'm on board.
Friday morning, 8:24. Yep, time for the movie beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, party people. Half a dozen Southland Cineplexes have new movies this weekend. Let's take a look at some of them. Some of them are in limited release. We'll start with the smaller films. The Boy in Striped Pajamas. Story of Bean Baxter, who's got a kid in his basement chained to the wall.
Wow, really? That's coming out in a movie form?
This is a World War II set story seen through the eyes of a Nazi officer that has just been made the commandant of a concentration camp. And
so it's a comedy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently the son of the Nazi officer becomes friends with a boy who is detained at the camp.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cheery.
Yeah.
I think Life is Beautiful has covered that concept, and it's we're done. We're fine with that.
Super depressing. That's what I'm guessing about this movie. Also opening this weekend, House. Story of a doctor with a cane who hobbles around a hospital.
That's a TV show, House.
What?
It's not the movie.
No, this is a horror movie about a killer known as the Tin Man who picks on stranded couples in Alabama.
And he's the Tin Man because...
Because he needs oil.
Just in time for Halloween. Good, good planning.
He's on the yellow brick road. I'm not quite sure.
Think.
It's a horror movie. You might want to check it out. Repo, the genetic opera. Yes, this is a musical
about a biotech firm that sells organs to people inflicted with a worldwide epidemic, but you can take them out on loan, like a standard car loan. You can get a liver, but you can put a down payment and then pay payments on the liver, your new liver.
Oh.
But if you don't make the payments,
they take it back?
They repossess your organs.
Awesome.
Oh, I see.
I'm in.
The comedy horror musical stars Paul Sorvino, Anthony Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Alexa Vega.
They break into song, right? This is a full-blown musical?
Full-blown musical.
Awesome.
Yeah, it started out as a short film, then became a play musical, and now there's a movie version of the musical in selected theaters this weekend. Some of the bigger movies, Madagascar, Escape to Africa. Put the kids in the car and...
Drive to Africa?
Drive to Africa. No, drive down to the theaters to go see Madagascar. I actually liked the first one. I thought it was pretty clever, pretty funny. Sacha Baron Cohen was very funny in it. The whole cast is back. Ben Stiller, Chris Rock, David Schwimmer. Sacha Baron Cohen. This time, the animals from the Bronx Zoo, which ended up in Madagascar, this time end up in Africa. And they sure are confused by what they find there.
Looks like good kid stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Ben Stiller here, who plays the Alex the Lion in the movie, chooses to fight the toughest lion in Africa to make a point.
Choose your opponent.
Titsi!
Titsi!
All right, so, Titsi, come on. Let's do this, huh?
Come on, Titsi Fly. Little Titsi Fly, come on, let's see your stuff. Bring it.
Let's dance.
Okay, but it's only fair to warn you that I am a protege of Fossey.
Not dance, dance, fight!
Ooh, dance, fight!
That Ben Stiller sure does bring something different every time he gives a performance.
Please enjoy, parents.
Also opening this weekend, Soul Men. Samuel L. Jackson and the late Bernie Mac star as soul-singing legends who have been separated for 20 years. Haven't spoken to each other, but they agree to participate in a reunion performance at the Apollo Theater for one last hurrah.
Truly.
Here's the reason why actors should choose their movies very carefully. Because it may be your last. And you may not want that particular movie to be known as your last film.
Soulmate.
Is this not good, Ralph? Is that what you're suggesting?
The buzz is...
Not so much?
Not so much. Here are Sam Jackson and Bernie Mac. Now, keep in mind, these two guys don't like each other. They used to be singing partners, but now they haven't spoken to each other in 20 years, and they're forced to sleep in the same bed. And that can't be comfortable.
If you don't shut up and go to sleep, a big piece of Floyd Henderson ass might not wake up in the morning.
Good night.
Oh, hey, what is that?
What's wrong?
You been taking the pills again?
That was my cholesterol mess. I swear I did.
You can't be spooning with that. What's wrong with you?
Nasty son of a bitch.
Give me some cover. I'm sleep on the floor. All them years I spent in prison, ain't nobody roll up on me like that.
I was going to ask you about that.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Those aren't pillows.
Yeah. Good point, Lisa.
Yeah.
She took the Viagra.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. If Samuel L. Jackson gets into bed with Bernie Mac, Bernie Mac has every reason to expect that he's going to get some sex out.
Did they make out?
That's
what we learned. Those are the rules. Yeah. We found that out today with intern Madison.
Those are the rules.
And lastly, Role Models opens this weekend. Paul Rudd, Sean William Scott, Elizabeth Banks.
Ooh.
Terrific cast. Apparently, these two guys, Rudd and Scott, get into trouble, and so they are sentenced to some community service. And so they do that by dealing with troubled kids, being mentors to some troubled kids. And one of them is a black kid, and he sure is sassy.
Kid looks funny to me.
He sure says a lot of obnoxious things, and nothing's funnier than a little kid being obnoxious. How hilarious is that?
I don't want to take my pants off. Come on, that's funny, Ralph. That's a funny line.
Knock over your tent. Oh, I didn't do it. Oh, look at me. I'm sassy, and I'd say all kinds of wisecracks because I'm a kid.
I don't know why you hate, man. It looks funny.
I hate movies with wisecracking, obnoxious children.
This looks very funny to me.
It looks horrible.
Well, you're wrong.
With obnoxious, horrible children who need to be punished.
I like that we're having this heated of an argument and neither of us have seen it.
It does look funny.
That's all you need to know. Is that kid. Ah, I slap your face. Ah, kick your tent. No. No. Don't like them. Don't like the problem child movies. Didn't like, that Adam Sandler movie with the wacky kid. Oh, let's pee on a wall. I don't like, no. No, sir.
I'm in.
You don't like any movies where little kids are trying to be funny?
I don't like smart-ass little obnoxious kids. Don't like it. No room for it.
What do you hate?
I hate smart-ass children.
Wow, somebody's sterile.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
why I hate smart ass Trevor.
Because someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Because I'm sterile. That's
you
what
can't
it
have
is.
One of your own, so you hate that other people have them. Because it's making your heart break to see other people have relationships with little kids you wish
I
you could have.
Well-behaved children.
Wow.
I don't like obnoxious children.
Bean
saying
is
wisecracky remarks.
Bean is a licensed psychiatrist, though.
He is. So.
That's right.
And who knows more about children than Bean?
Absolutely. I'm the expert.
He has pigs. Here's a scene with Sean William Scott and Paul Rudd getting a second chance after their sentence.
Wheeler ever expose himself to you?
Hell no! Fellas, these young gentlemen here have decided your fate. If it was up to me, I'd lock you both up. But the boys are saying you're okay. This is your last chance. Start acting like pigs.
Thanks, guys.
Suck it, reindeer games.
I'm not Ben Affleck.
You're white, then you Ben Affleck.
Come on. That's funny.
You're white, then you're Ben Affleck.
That's funny. That's
I
a
sure
funny
am
line.
A wisecracking little black boy.
That makes me laugh. You're wrong.
It's funny, sir, Ralph. Are not the guy I go to when it comes to picking movies. God bless you. Just not the guy.
But I enjoy 5,000% more movies than you over the course of a year.
Yeah, but they're all crap.
Maybe, but I enjoy them.
You are a crap lover.
I want a good movie.
Well, I don't think Role Models is it. That's all I'm saying. So this week I'm saying, wow, Zach and Miri make a point.
This week you're saying what came out last week.
That's what I'm saying. Ralph Garman, I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:38.
All right, here's the movie everybody's been waiting for. Sylvester Stallone doesn't have too many years left, so thank God he keeps cranking them out. He brought the Rocky back, he brought the Rambo back, and now The Expendables is getting ready to be filmed. And this sounds like the one we've all been waiting for. Am I right, Kevin?
The Expendables is a movie that Stallone is writing and directing, and it's about a team of mercenaries on a mission to overthrow a South American dictator.
Okay.
And the cast is Sylvester Stallone, and then there's Jason Statham. And then there's Jet Li.
Hey!
They are the Expendables.
Quite the trio.
Yes.
I like it.
So,
where's Jean-Claude Van Damme? That's what I want to know. Where's Steven Seagal? Come on, there's got to be room for them in the movie. Well, maybe we'll find out because we've got the writer, director, star of next year's The Expendables, Sylvester Stallone, on the phone with us right now. Hey, Sly.
Yo, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
It's great. We're in rehearsals already for The Expendables, and we're getting very excited about making this movie.
We were just reading in Variety magazine about you and you're writing the movie and Jason Statham and Jet Li being in it.
Yeah, this time though, I only got the first draft done. You know,
right?
Mm-hmm. I wrote first draft. That's right. That's right. I wrote first draft.
Sly, I wasn't sure you were doing any other movies that weren't already sequels of your earlier past successes from the 80s.
Well, I wasn't going to, but I got this great idea, you see, because I was eating Uncrustables one day. The peanut butter and jelly sandwiches you put in the microwave.
Yeah, those are good.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, that would be a good movie about guys who eat Uncrustables. And I said, no, that's bad.
Right.
I changed it to Extendables, about guys who had the extensions on their penises.
I don't think
that didn't work.
Good.
So I went, Extendables, Expendables. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I came up with that idea.
And that's how the magic happened.
Yeah, so now it's me and Jason Statham and Jet Li, and we're all expendable, but we don't want to be, you see. Because we want to be alive.
Right.
And not be
well,
dead.
Sure. Right. Of course, yeah. Who does everyone play in your films, Sly?
Well, I play Expendable Joe.
Expendable Joe. You hadn't thought of the name yet, had you?
It's a work in progress.
Okay.
Because, it's just the first draft. I wrote the first draft!
First draft, right.
So you're Expendable Joe.
Right.
Okay.
And then Jason, he plays Expendable Dave.
Okay.
All right.
He's a guy who doesn't throw anything away.
Well, that's just stupid.
And then Jet plays Expendable Stanley.
Stanley.
Yeah. He plays, he's like, you know, the Jewish accountant type.
I see. Well, of course you'd cast Jet Li for that role.
He's like a brainy, nerdy guy who does, like, all, you know, our planning for us when we were a special team of crack mercenaries.
You have or have not written the script? Because it sounds to us like you're making it up as you go along.
I wrote a first draft.
Okay.
You wrote a first draft.
But everyone knows the first draft, you know, it's just the first draft.
Right.
It's not exactly the finished product. So
right.
We're kind of hammering some things out. You know,
okay.
We're trying to make
okay.
it as good as
so,
we can.
What's the plot, though? I mean, what is it you guys are trying to do that makes you expendable?
We're a crack team of mercenaries.
Right. Right.
Who get hired by a high-profile conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
And they hire us to go deep, deep, deep
mm-hmm.
undercover mm-hmm. into the diamond mines of Bolivia.
Okay.
Where
you're making this up as you go, aren't you?
No, it's first draft.
You haven't even written a first draft.
And then when we get there, we find out that there are aliens in the diamond mine.
That's that sounds more like the Indiana Jones movie than it does your Expendables movie.
No, because this is different.
How?
It's like the aliens turn out to be really good, like, dancers.
Did you say really good dancers?
Yeah, and then we have to have a dance off with them, but then they fight us. I say, no! No!
Well, there
no!
you go. You just saved it.
And then you know, then we go back to the
okay.
surface.
Right.
You haven't even written the first draft.
Never mind the
guys
plot.
In the front
okay.
of the mine
mm-hmm.
waiting for us, and they are all kids in high school who sing.
Okay, never mind the plot. Listen,
you know, we play basketball against them.
All right, that's High School Musical. Listen, you say you guys are rehearsing now. What scene are you rehearsing, and are the other guys there with you?
Well, we're rehearsing the first scene in the movie where we all come together as a team.
Okay.
And Jason probably did. Jason
Statham?
I'm talking to you!
I like wow. Jason Statham. He's good. I'll watch him.
He's a great actor. Yeah.
Tell him what they're doing in the first scene. Hello, Kevin and BMO.
Very good, Jason. How are you?
It's great. It's been great to be working with Sly Stallone and Jet Li again. Of course, Jet Li and I worked together before.
Sure.
Jet Li
yeah,
killed my partner. Jet Li killed my partner.
Right. He did do that in that one movie, yeah.
In that one movie we did.
So what,
it's, great. It's very exciting to be working with Jet Li and Sly because I think Expendables is going to be my greatest film since Transporter 2.
Now, we were having a little bit of trouble following Sly's description of the plot. Do you understand the movie that you're making?
Yeah, it's quite simple.
Okay.
We play three men in New York City who are trying to find love.
No, that's...
And we have a difficult time because...
That sounds like Sex in the City. That is not your movie at all. Sylvester Stallone said something about mines.
No, I think what happens in the film is that...
Is Jet Li there?
All right, hold on a second.
Okay. Because I'm not getting anything from Jason. I got to be honest.
Maybe he can clarify for us.
Whoa, wow.
How you doing, Rhonda?
Okay.
How you go?
Jet, what just happened on the set? What was all that noise right before we got you on the phone?
A Stallone hair caught on fire.
I see.
Hair dye very flammable.
Yeah.
Do not get near the flame.
Yeah, I've never heard you sound like this, Jet. Is this Jet Li?
I Jet Li.
Hey.
Why you want to know?
Well, I mean, we've talked to you before.
We've been busy rehearsing.
Okay.
You interrupt the creative process.
Right, but you've been in our studio before. You're a nice, quiet, well-spoken, mild-mannered young man.
I can't help it.
Okay.
There's so many explosions on this set, I can't hear no more.
I see.
What?
Oh, that's what it is.
Can you help us?
Okay.
Ow!
Can you help us understand what the plot is?
The plot?
Yeah.
Plot movie, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
We all play actors filming Vietnam movie, and we go into jungle.
That's Tropic Thunder, Jet.
And one of us, I think it's Statham, is a black guy.
No,
he
no, that
guy
was...
look like black guy.
No, that's Robert Downey Jr., but that was in Tropic Thunder. That movie's already been made. That's not the movie you're making
and
now.
And Sylvester Stallone is like a clown with an evil makeup face, and I put on a big cape. In a mask, and I say,
okay. That was Batman. That was Batman.
We have no idea what we're doing
you
here.
Don't do
that's
you.
What I thought. That's
help,
what it sounds
help
like.
Help us. Stallone is crazy. He's got us captive. We can't go away. He won't let us out. We can help us.
We should send help?
Please.
Okay. Well, I'm crazy.
Okay. We'll be.
I died and you just said no. I died and you watched it. I died and you walked by and said no.
Said no. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
Jack Osborne, Kelly Osborne, Sharon Osborne, they're in the next room. They'll be joining us after the news at 9, talking about how you can be on their new variety show. Right now, Friday morning, time for a final look at the Showbiz Beat for the week. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to the Showbiz news, I do have tickets to give away to the very special event I'm hosting next week, the K-Rock Advanced Screening of Quantum of Solace, the brand new James Bond movie, the 22nd James Bond film. This is the second outing with Daniel Craig as 007. I cannot wait. It's happening on the Sony Pictures lot. You actually get to go to the studio, and we'll be there at the Backstage Theater watching the show. I will be hosting, and if you'd like to come along, I've got 5 pairs of tickets to give away right now. As I've been doing all week long, I want to give them to real Bond fans, so I'm going to be asking a trivia question. You know, the reason they rebooted the series with the start of Daniel Craig is they wanted to make the movies more realistic. And they had Bond in Casino Royale fall in love, if you remember. That's sort of his motivation. He falls in love with Vesper Lynn, and that becomes the source of great frustration for him when he's betrayed by her and he has to revenge her death in this particular chapter with the Quantum of Solace. But it's been done before, you know. Bond always hasn't been a womanizing male slut. He's fallen in love before. He actually got married in one of the Bond movies.
He did?
I can see by the shock on your faces that it's hard to believe, but it's true. In one of the Bond movies, James Bond actually got married. What's the name of that movie? 1-800-520-1067. Name the James Bond movie in which he got married to his wife, Tracy. If you know the answer, and you're one of the first 5 people to get through, you're going to win a pair of tickets to go see Quantum of Solace.
007,
with me next
Prop
week.
8.
No, nope. No, it's very different. Congratulations to Kendra Wilkinson of the Girls Next Door. She's engaged to Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Hank Baskett.
What could go wrong with that?
Nothing, because Hank Baskett's rules. Okay. She's hot. But she's got that laugh.
Oh,
that would be a deal breaker.
That laugh is a deal breaker.
Apparently, Hugh Hefner released a statement saying, Kendra has met someone who she would like to spend the rest of her life with. And he wishes her all the best. He plans to give her away at a ceremony which will be held at the Playboy Mansion.
Sure. Yeah.
That's where they're going to have the wedding.
Wow.
It's a cool place to have your wedding.
Sure. I guess so.
If you don't mind naked party guests at your reception.
Ralph, forgive me. I haven't watched The Girls Next Door much. What's Kendra's laugh problem? Does she have one of those nasally snorting laughs?
It's like Eddie Murphy laugh. Yeah.
It's
horrific. We got to pull some tape to hear.
That is not sexy.
Because I can not do it justice. More marriage news. Larry King is divorcing his most recent wife, Sean Southwick. They've been married for 11 years, believe it or not.
They got a little kid, too, right?
Yeah.
A little kid. Well, how old is he, did you say?
He's 74.
74. The kid's like 1.
Really, the kid is like 4 or 5, something like that.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
This is his 6th wife, although he's been married 7 times. He married one chick twice, from 61 to 63 and from 67 to 72. It's like the Lakers championship years or something. That's how he lists his marriages. Turns out, according to the National Enquirer, Larry caught his wife, Sean, who's 48 to his 74, by the way, cheating on him with the guy he hired to teach his kids how to play basketball.
Really?
What are you going to do for 69?
Well, apparently they did it on your desk, Larry. That's according to the story. They made love on Larry's desk in his home office.
While he was in the office, working.
Excuse me, I can't see my papers.
Too many papers.
Can I hear your Larry King again, please?
No, you can't.
The basketball coach, by the way, was 29 years old. His name was Hector Piñate.
Why is he bothering to divorce her? He's 76.
Yeah, just let her get all the strange she wants, and you just live your life. And you got a pretty girl to take to events and stuff, and then just quietly die in your sleep.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Are there odds in Vegas on whether Mr. King will marry again?
I sure hope he does. That'd be so funny.
He will. You know he will.
Yeah, he
I want 74-year-old Larry to marry like a 28-year-old.
He used to go younger each time.
He does.
Yep. He's a serial marrier.
When they cheat on him. Shocked.
Yeah, shocked when she's banging the 29-year-old basketball stud.
I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro.
Right?
That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And she's a whore. Look it up in the book. Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, and Madonna were all on stage last night at Dodger Stadium as Madonna performed her Sticky and Sweet concert.
Ew.
Yeah.
course, they weren't there at the same time. A lot of people were speculating maybe you'd see a reunion of JT and Britney on stage. But they did separate acts with Britney, with Madonna, rather. Britney did Human Nature, and JT did his duet with Madonna, 4 minutes that they've done on Hard Candy. So
I want to see that reunion. I want to see the Madonna-Britney reunion.
Yeah, blah,
blah, on MTV. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. Just all making out and whatnot. So that was a big deal. And if you're a Radiohead fan, you might want to know that Tom York has a free download for you. He says it's in order to celebrate Barack Obama's victory. If you go over to Radiohead.com, you can snag the new remix of Harrow Downhill, which is a track that originally appeared on Tom's 2006 solo album The Eraser. But it's available for download today if you're so inclined.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
We do. Let's talk to our winner. I think Steve from Hawthorne has the right answer. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's the James Bond movie that he got married in?
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Huh. That was the one-off with George Lazenby, who had one...
That's the name I never recognized.
One turn as James Bond. He followed up Sean Connery when he left the series. He took over.
How'd that work out for him?
Actually, everyone thought he did pretty well, and then he started demanding an enormous amount of money, and all these pros, and they said, you know what, no, we're not that invested in you. We'll go find someone else.
What did they do with Tracy, Ralph? Did they kill her off?
She was killed at the end of the movie. They get married in the film, and then she gets killed by Blofeld at the end of the film. That's why when Sean Connery comes back in Diamonds Are Forever, he's hunting down Blofeld as revenge for his wife's murder.
You're not to tell me.
I know you don't. Congratulations, Steve. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details.
Thank you.
You're going to the screening. Thanks also to Pete, Karina, John, and Isaac, who also had the correct answer. They're all going to see Quantum of Solace next week in the special K-Rock screening. And speaking of movies, still going on is the American Film Institute Film Festival. You're going to want to check it out. It is 151 films from 38 countries. There are panels, receptions, discussions, special events for the movie geek in you. It is the best in world cinema here in Los Angeles now through November the 9th. For more information, you can go to AFIFest.com. You can buy tickets online and find out what's going on in the program. It's really an amazing event they do every year with AFI, and so check it out.
Hopefully you'll be lucky enough to sit next to Larry King and a movie screening, which Ralph had the joy of doing.
Went to see Dark Knight. Larry King was sitting two seats away from me talking during the whole movie, like the crazy old bat that he is. Heath Ledger comes on the screen. He's terrific. Thank you, Larry, for that early review. It's like an exit poll. We couldn't even wait for the returns to come in.
During the movie.
During the movie, tell me how good Heath Ledger is.
Hey, Ralph, before you check out for the final Showbiz Report of the Week, Alex has sent some audio of Miss Wilkinson's laugh.
Oh,
if you'd like
awesome.
To hear a little bit
great,
of that for
great.
The show. This is, she, again, is one of Hef's former playmates and girlfriends.
Kendra Wilkinson. She is one of the big three that they do that series, The Girls Next Door, on E! Beth. It's Holly, Bridget, and Kendra. Here is Kendra, who's the youngest.
Wow.
Is that really her? That is her really laugh.
That's her.
She laughs a lot.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
She's one of those stupid, giggly girls who laughs all the time.
I don't think you can be hot enough to overcome that.
She isn't.
No, I don't think so.
Wow. She's good up to that point. As soon as that comes out of her, oh, man.
Wow.
It's brutal.
Well, my girlfriend Maria Menounos, who I love from Access Hollywood, she's a gorgeous girl, and when she laughs, she snorts. She's one of those who gets that going when
that
she starts laughing.
That can be
kind of
cute on a hot chick. But that Kendra laugh is not cute.
Mm-mm.
That's just not happening. Oprah and Kendra at a party together. Today's celebrity birthday is Christopher Knight of the Brady Bunch. He played Peter on that legendary sitcom. 51 years old today. The London boys Jeremy and Jason turned 36. Morgan Spurlock, talented documentarian. He is 38. Yoon-jin Kim from Lost.
Hey!
She plays Sun on Lost. She is 35 years old. And a little advance warning, a little day early birthday celebration. One of your guests, Jack Osborne, celebrating his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, how about that?
So we want to wish him a happy birthday as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All I know is this is what the Osbournes needed is more dogs. That's the thing that I was thinking.
I agree.
Thank God they finally are adding some pets to the household. Sherrod is here. Kelly is here from the famous Osbournes family, of course, and we'll talk about their brand new show that you can be on in just a minute. But what's the deal, Kelly? How old is this puppy that you're holding right now?
She's 2.5 months.
And what's her name?
Her name is Sandy.
That looks like one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen.
I know, she looks like a little like fox or wolf or something. She's so cute.
What kind of dog is she?
A Shiba Inu. I'd never heard of them before. But
I never have either.
Shiba Inu.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Osbournes have had so many dogs now, they're making up breeds.
That's not true.
when you're, I know you spend a lot of time in Britain, Kelly, but when you're in America, when you're in Los Angeles, you stay at the folks' home, right? With all their dogs, right?
No.
You don't.
You got your own place
wow,
out here, too?
I like how she's... No.
No.
That wouldn't work, huh?
Definitely not. Yeah. Not now. I mean, it's a little uncomfortable because my parents like to do this thing that I call magical beds, from where I go to bed and then mum will come in to my room because dad can't stand the flicking of the magazine pages when he's trying to sleep.
How about that?
So about an hour goes by and then I can hear like... down the hallway, and then he's like, Sharon, are you coming back to bed? And so then he gets in bed with mum, and then I'm like, oh, I can't take this. So then I go and get in their bed, and then it happens again, and it's literally swapping rooms all night long, and
wow.
I can't stand it. So
yeah, there's no sleep. No,
no
sleep
it's bed. Like Willy Wonka's bed, you know, the whole family are all in one bed.
They all have
bed.
To be in one bed.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Sharon, first of all, good morning to you. It's great to see you again. We love having you on.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have how many TV shows that you're juggling in the air right now?
Because
you're on the rock star, Charm School, and you got, of course, America's Got Talent, which I guess just finished, but you're still working on that. And now you got this new show that you're going to be doing. What's going on with you? Where did this sudden burst of energy come from that you now need to be on all shows? You were very content to be a behind-the-scenes person for a number of years. Now, all of a sudden, hey, it's about me. Put me on TV.
Exactly. I'm a tot. You know, it's like, I don't know whether I can say the H word.
It depends on which word that starts with H it is.
I'm confused.
Hussy?
No.
No?
Ho. I'm a whore.
Ho.
You know, ask me to go on, I'm there. You know, okay. What can I say? I wish I could say
Kelly's
something
shaking
else.
Her head, no, like. Do you want a separate interview time with your mom?
No. Would you like I'm used to this.
All right, just checking.
All right. All right, so we know why you're doing this new show then, which, by the way, I've heard conflicting titles. What, as far as you know, what is it going to end up being called when it airs?
We still have absolutely no idea. Fighting over it right
now.
It's
sort of like the happy, shiny, incredible, fabulous happy hour.
I like it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's it.
right now it's called Osbourne's Show or the Osbourne's Untitled Show. Kelly, why did you agree to be on it?
Because I've, for the past 3 years, have lived in London and I haven't really spent a lot of time with my family. And since the Osbournes, we haven't really done anything together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because it wasn't a reality show, and I'd have the opportunity to come back and, you know, spend some time with my family and get paid to do so, I thought, why not?
And by spend some time, you mean live separately, be paid to hang out on a set with, and
no,
then go
I
back
spend
separately.
Lots of time with my family.
All right.
I would see my family more if I got paid to do it. I know that. All right. So what is it going to be then? Because it sounds the synopsis that I've read can't be right. It sounds too bizarre for television, even for you and your family.
All right. What
well,
have
the first
you read?
Thing we heard Come was on. That it was a variety show. That's what we heard first. And yes. That is an old term from, I guess, singing and dancing and whatever. But
well, it's a term. It's a term that they use in TV, apparently, so I'm told, for a non-scripted show that has music.
Okay.
So it comes under their categories, people in the world of TV, as variety.
Okay.
But it's not, you know, we're not going to come out with jazz hands and, you know, doing musical numbers. It's
you know, she secretly wants to be Liza. So.
Yeah, I could.
Wow, who knew? So what is it then? If you had to, let's say you were on a radio show and you had to describe it, you would say what?
It's a bit of reality. A little bit of reality,
okay.
Us doing the variety show, but our variety show isn't what you think. We're doing a lot of hidden camera stuff. We're doing a lot of things with the audience.
There's a big, for me, one of the deciding factors on whether I did the show or not is that it's not, I didn't want to do a show that's so celebrity-based where you just get, oh, you've got an album coming out, come on and sing a song.
Right.
You've got a movie coming out, come and do an interview.
So you're going to have non-celebrity guests.
As well, and I think it's really important to have an audience participation as well, so everyone feels like they're involved in it, and it's not just something that you're just...
Where does the hidden watching. Camera part come in, then? How do you...
You hide Aussie
one,
slippers
I'll
again?
One, I'll give you one example.
Okay.
Me and Dad took over a drive-through window restaurant.
Oh, that's a great okay.
That's the best
idea.
Thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yes.
That sounds awesome.
And it was so funny because... Somebody put this box down by the window, and as he went to hand this woman her food, he tripped over the box, and everything just went all over this couple. And apparently she worked for the district attorney and went insane. And he ran off and left me at the window, and I'm like, I'm so
See,
sorry.
That's why I like Ozzy, because he acts like I would act. I would be scared, and yeah. I would run.
He leaned through the window, and he goes,
oh, you can have that for free then. And walked up. Walked up.
The food you're wearing.
I'm standing there, and this woman, someone goes to me, oh, hell no. And her, like that, and I'm like, oh, God, oh, God. And her boyfriend, who was probably about 7 feet tall and built, like really buff, came, like, got out of the car, and I was like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
But didn't Ozzy think, hey, I'm Ozzy, maybe I could play that card? Maybe I'm Ozzy Osbourne and this is a TV show. Look, I'm not usually the guy that gives you your food.
The people didn't recognize him, did they?
How do you not recognize?
Well, he had his hair back, a cap on,
oh,
and he had goofy glasses on. So people didn't. And I think, you know, when you go through a drive-thru, you don't really study the guy giving you the food.
Sure,
so,
I guess.
Yeah, so... yeah, he did a runner, didn't he? He ran.
He ran.
No, yeah. He just walked off to the other side. Because I think he was more just a bit embarrassed that he tripped over the box.
And then how did you handle the gigantic boyfriend, dude?
I said, I can give you some club soda and napkins. I'm sorry. And I just didn't know what to do. And then they kind of made him move on.
Oh, really?
But then, yeah, so I didn't know what to do. I'm not very good in situations like that.
And also, Ozzy is training to be a ventriloquist.
Oh.
No, he's not.
That's yeah,
not,
yeah, he is.
That's not happening, Sharon. You got bad intel, my dear.
No, he wants to be a ventriloquist.
A ventriloquist?
Yeah, and he has...
It's the funniest thing you have ever seen.
Do you mind if I ask where that idea came from? Did it come from you guys saying, hey, it would
be funny
to have Ozzy?
For as long as I can remember, my father has been obsessed with people... and ventriloquist dolls. And the stuff, someone got him this doll for his birthday a couple of years ago.
Right.
And the stuff that comes out of his mouth, that when he's playing with it, you're just kind of like, oh God, like, you can't say that. And he's always, not me. Like,
it's the doll.
It's the doll. But it's really, really funny. He's really funny with it.
Yeah, will we see some of that on the show? Is that why you bring it up?
Oh, yes. Because he's going to have his little Aussie doll with him.
Oh, I don't want to hear him talk about little Aussie. That scares
little
me, Sharon.
Little Aussie is very naughty.
I bet
he
is.
And has a foul mouth.
A terrible mouth.
This might be the strangest show I've ever heard.
Because we want, okay, when you say the word variety, you think Sonny and Cher.
Exactly. Yeah, which is not good.
The word variety actually terrifies me.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm like, no. But we want to do stuff that, you know, it's either you cannot believe it's on TV because it's so a bit too much, because we want it to be groundbreaking. We want it to be different. We don't just want it, because we could just go up there and do like stupid skits, pretend to be some celebrity that's in rehab at the moment or in jail at the moment. And it's just, that's so done.
But then after 4 Amy Winehouse sketches in a row, you're like, okay, now what?
I am intrigued because I know as hugely successful, as groundbreaking as your first reality TV show as a family was, I know, Sharon, that you've been offered 50 other shows since then that the family could do. So there obviously was something different and special about this that made you guys finally all sit down and go, yes, this is the one we've been waiting for, right?
I don't think it's just that. I just think that we all needed a little bit of time to kind of figure out who we were and what we wanted to do, especially me and Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've established themselves. They know what they want. They know what they don't want. So they know who they are as young adults. And it's just, you know, we're going into this. It's going to be a lot of fun and very different. It's not what people are expecting. And as Kelly says, you know, it would be so easy to call all your mates down and say, come on the show and sing.
Sure, right.
Come on the show and do this with us. And it's not that way at all. It's much more about the general
Ozzy and his
people.
Ventriloquist.
Wow. Ozzy
that's
and
all
his
I care about.
Fantastic.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
He's an amazing ventriloquist.
No.
I would like to see that.
He's not. I'm telling you, he is amazing. You never see his lips move at all. He's incredible.
You don't see his lips move when he's talking as Ozzy, though. He's just mumbling. Come on, Sharon. All right. We need to take a quick break. The show website, by the way, if you want to find out more about it, and we will talk more with the girls when we come back about how you, the K-Rock listener, can be on the show. But the website is osbornsshow.com. Osbornsshow.com. We have many more questions. Sharon is here. Kelly is here. We'll return right after this on K-Rock. Why you got to play that with Sharon here? Did you do that on purpose, Mike?
Of course he did.
We're friends now.
Oh, do you guys make up? Everything's good?
Yes.
Okay, good. Sharon Osbourne is here. Kelly Osbourne is here. The Osbournes Loud and Dangerous, maybe what the show is called. The Osbournes Show, the Untitled Osbournes Project. Who knows what the hell this thing is going to be or when it's going to be. We'll talk more about their new show in just a moment. Here's a question I wanted to ask Kelly since we haven't talked to you in a long time. You've been living in England all this time. What for? How did you – I mean, I know you're from there and all that stuff, but why so much time overseas?
I really was going through a really hard time living in L.A., because I'm clearly not, well, I'm naturally blonde, but I'm not blonde, I'm not skinny, I'm not the kind of girl that...
You're pretty skinny, by the way.
Yeah, she's very skinny.
But, great. But you know, I'm not that LA girl, and I have
you're
a
You're not going to get on Gossip Girl, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not, okay. I don't have that kind of mentality, and I found it that I was trying to make myself like that. And I got in a lot of trouble with drugs, I was really depressed, and I just needed to get out of here and get my life together. And I did, and I love living in London. And
do you still live there full-time? Or?
I'm here where we're doing the show, but yeah, I still live in London.
Kelly, and you were doing Kelly's a radio show over there, show. Right?
Yes, I do. I do a, it's called The Surgery, and it's a teen advice show on BBC Radio 1. And it's been great to do so far. I really love doing it.
Now, I can't help but notice, because, you know, doing this job, we read all the tabloids and read all the news sources and stuff, and the paparazzi still seems to follow you around a lot over there. There's always pictures and stories about you. They talk a lot about you and your BMX boyfriend. Is it easier or harder for you as Kelly Osbourne to live over in Britain versus living here in LA in that respect with the press?
Well, I will say the British media are the toughest in the world.
They're worse than anyone, right?
Worse than anywhere. I mean, I've walked around a corner and there are guys on their knees waiting to take a picture of your skirt with somebody ready to trip you so that you fall, and they get that picture. They're ruthless. Wow. Absolutely ruthless.
How are there not more people that get assaulted?
Because I feel like most of...
How do they not get beaten up if that's really they're sitting around the corner?
Because there's so many laws in England that you just can't do that. And
but you can take pictures of your skirt.
I know they have more rights.
You can, hold on, and you can print that. This was one quote about me, that I was a drug-addled, unfit mother who was unemployed. And
wow.
That went out 2 months ago.
Wow.
Oh, you forgot the alcoholic bit as well, Mom.
Yeah, drug-addled, alcoholic, unfit mother who's unemployed.
And how do you not sue for something like that and win, Sharon? You do, okay.
I do. That's why I have to keep working, because I pay all the lawyers all the time.
Oh, I got you. All the attorneys. let me ask you one more thing, and then we'll talk more about this show. We talked about your Osbourne's reality show from now. It has to be, what, 5 years ago or something like that,
I
right?
mean, when we originally started, when they first came to us, I was only 15 years old. And I'm 24 now.
Okay, so 9 years ago. Right.
Oh, wow.
Because we didn't start filming until I was 16, but when we started like saying what we were going to do and all that, I was only 15.
Wow. Yeah, the show ended 6 years ago.
Wow. Right, I know that. And that's why I think how weird it must be, especially for the kids, especially for you and Jack, who have grown up into these, you know, accomplished, healthy people, to look at how different your life was back then. And it must be weird to kind of have that on tape. Nobody wants to have their awkward teenage years chronicled for the world. What do you think now, if you ever look back and see that stuff? Is it horrifying to you? Is it embarrassing? Is it funny?
Some things I do find funny. A lot of things, sometimes I do watch it as a clear reminder of the person I never want to be again. But I think, you know, I have no regrets, although it was really, really difficult and hard sometimes, because, you know, to open up a magazine when you're 16 years old and have, including you two, call me fat and ugly.
How
it's
dare
like,
you?
Well, it's
very dare
was,
you.
It is quite heartbreaking, and you can't really get your head around it. And it's...
look at them. Just
no, because I feel like an asshole now. That's why.
Good.
Because I feel like an asshole. But...
But Kelly, but, do you think... What kind of person do you think you would be now if you guys hadn't done the show? What do you think that did in
do you
terms
know what?
Of your life?
I think that I would have turned into just another one of those celebrities' kids that, you know, goes down a red carpet praying to God that somebody takes their picture.
Really?
You know, so you're saying that we molded you into the people you are today?
No, you did not. Okay. You sent me to a bloody mental institution.
They gave
you
backbone.
I just thought I'd try.
You do have to grow a thick skin. There's
it
no
is.
Doubt
you really
about
do.
It.
And I find that because of all like the really, really big things that have happened in our life, like my dad getting that accident, my mum having cancer, you know, mm-hmm. when these little things happen, I find it those are the things that hit me worse, because I didn't really develop the coping skills for them. Because as we were growing up, it was only ever really massive dramatic things that happened or really, really big, great things that happened. So when it's the kind of in-between stuff, I'm still kind of figuring out how to
process that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharon, you and your husband must be so proud to see how all of your kids have grown up to become the people that they are today.
Really, really proud. And I would be even more proud if my son had turned up today.
Yeah, where's
but
he?
But that little...
He went on a date last night.
Oh, that's fine. That's acceptable.
And it went well, apparently.
I have no idea, but I will be finding out.
I think he's going to tell you anything, Mom. No, nothing.
So now all of you are on the show. You're all, what, are you judges? Are you hosts?
No. You know that, have you seen the other show that my brother does, Adrenaline Junkie?
I have not seen that,
It's a show in England, and it's a massive show in England. Basically, he turned his life around after he got out of rehab and decided, you know what, I'm going to turn it into something more positive. He started rock climbing. He climbed the highest mountain in America. And then he started doing other extreme sports. And the last season of his show was where he took different celebrities, like Elijah Wood did it, and to do show them what he does and show through like positive action how you can change your life. And because when you're rock climbing, you don't really think about anything else other than where you're going to put your head and your foot next.
Right.
So it's quite therapeutic for him, and he's going to get different celebrities to try and jump off buildings with him,
and also people in the audience. He's going to challenge people in the audience
to jump off
up.
A building with him.
Yeah, it's
things
the stuff
like
he
that.
Does. I have no idea how he does it. I would literally poo myself. Yeah. I'm not joking.
Well, as would I.
He tried to get me to go skydiving with him when we went to the French Alps so he could practice rock climbing, and he made me go with him. By the time I got to the top of this hill, I was like a Sasquatch with an asthma attack, and I couldn't handle it. I was like, this sucks. I can't do this. How do you do this? I'm not going up there. I got about 3 feet up, started crying, and decided I want to come back down again. And then I had to walk down the mountain again.
Wow.
And then he's like, let's go skydiving. And I was like, no, don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. So we go there. Just because I like the suit that you have to wear, I put it on. And then I was like, maybe
I could do it.
The propeller started going on the plane. And I was like, nope, I'm getting out.
Are you guys surprised to see the adrenaline junkie that Jack became, that he turned into?
No.
He
puts me to shame because there is so little to fault my brother on. And he's younger than me and he's so much more responsible than me.
Oh, excuse me. I've got something to fault him on. Where is his
I'd like to suggest you're here.
Yeah, and he's not.
All right, let me give out the website address again if you want to find out more or apply to be in somehow on the show. I don't really understand. Tell us what you're looking for.
We're looking for other Osborne families because we want to see if maybe we're related somehow. We want to meet other Osbornes.
To see, to me, I've never really met other Osborne families.
I haven't. I've never
met. Well, isn't really any of it.
You would be really surprised.
I'm sure it's so we want to meet other Osbornes. We want to meet people who... Maybe have been
together for 10 years as a couple, but not married.
Okay.
And if
we want to meet people that are in love, live together, but haven't got married, and we want to see how they can do that.
Okay.
But we can't tell you the
this
why.
This is a tough.
We can't tell you why.
This is a tough sell because
it's a lot of specific things.
All over the place,
right. Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess that's what they mean by variety.
And also if you've got a relative or a friend that you found out has done something and you want to tell the world about it.
And then get them back.
We want to give you a forum.
Revenge,
come
good.
On our show and like it. Let it all out on our show about a relative or a friend.
Something along the lines of, like if you've ever been tagged on a Facebook picture that you're just like, oh my God, how could they have put that up there? To make them go and recreate the Facebook picture and put it everywhere. And
I like
it. Stuff like that, just so it's kind of...
Are you going to have a ventriloquist off with Ozzy and...
Nobody.
Whoever?
Nobody could beat Ozzy at being the... I mean, Ozzy is probably the best ventriloquist in the world right now. He's incredible. He can sing. He can sing.
Well, of course he can sing.
No, but the doll, and you don't know that Ozzy's singing because he's not opening his mouth.
Kelly looks puzzled.
She does. She's buying it.
He smokes a cigarette and talks and drinks. He does drink.
Sharon is now gone bye-bye.
He's good at it.
Okay, wait.
Really funny.
The puppet smokes?
Ozzy does.
Ozzy smokes, yeah.
Dad does not smoke.
While he's doing a ventriloquist act.
You've just made that up.
Oh, so well. It sounds good. Leave it be.
All right. We're out of time. Go to the website, osbornshow.com. Sharon Olson. always a delight to catch up with you, my dear. I did send you the photo that you wanted to see.
I'm just dying at this photo. Cute.
I wanted to see some puppy pictures.
I like the white one.
By the way, we asked during the commercial break, and the Ozzy and Sharon have 14 dogs.
Yeah. Yes, and I have six, and I'm about ready to kill myself. I'm going to jump off a mountain with Jack with six dogs,
Let
so I don't know how you're handling 14.
When we come back again, you will have eight. I'm telling you.
That's true.
If you have six, have eight.
And I'd like to, on behalf of everyone on the Kevin and Bean Show, I'd like to now apologize for anything we ever said that was mean to the beautiful young Kelly Osbourne, who's here in the
studio. Thank you very much.
You're a beautiful, an intelligent young woman. We're happy to have you stop by here today, all right?
Thank you very much.
Good luck with the show, you guys, and thanks to all of our other guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including actor Paul Rudd. His movie called Role Models opens up everywhere today. Thanks to our friend Andrew Siciliano as well. He is, of course, the host of The Red Zone on DirecTV. Go to DirecTV.com or call 888-777-2454. That's it for today.
You got
a big show tomorrow.
You got to let the puppies go there, Sharon.
I can't.
You can't have them.
No, they are divine. I just have to have them.
She's like a beast dog.
She wants your dogs.
She can't have them.
Mom can't handle that Lola lives with Jack now. She made me drive there at 11 o'clock last night so that she could go and say hi to the dog.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm sad.
You got to keep track of a lot of dogs. I don't want to tease Monday's show with Sharon here because, you know, it's embarrassing.
Why?
Well, I mean, we have Bam Margera. I'm excited about that. Bam Margera. He's good.
Love him. Greg Grunberg from Heroes. He plays Matt Parkman in Heroes. He's awesome, right?
Yeah. He's fab.
People who smuggled stuff in their asses.
Oh. Like gerbils or drugs?
Either.
Phones.
Whatever you smuggled in your ass.
Toy cars.
There was a story, I think, of a woman who got caught stealing a car and put a crack pipe up there.
Shut up.
Nope.
Not trying to hide it from the police.
I was in a club one time, and this guy all these doctors from an emergency room in London were having their Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking to one of them, and one of them came up to me and he goes, check this out. And he showed me his phone, and it was a picture of an x-ray with a massive, massive vibrator inside of him. And he turned around to him and said, I slipped and fell.
Yep, they all do that.
They all slip and fell.
I slipped and fell on it.
Yes, that's what they all say.
And it went up your bum.
Yes.
So, all right, who else is on the show on Monday?
What else we got, Kevin?
Well, I already told you a lot of it, but smuggle up your ass. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Yeah, I love Harvey.
You do? Okay, good. That's one that worries me.
No, he's so handsome. I love him.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
I just thought, you guys have had your battles with, you know, the press over the years.
But you know, everyone has a job. Harvey. It's their job to do stuff like that. And if you're
and it was our job to do stuff like that.
No, it wasn't because I was a child.
All right.
Oh, wow.
But I'm letting it go.
Thank you.
You have to take the good with the bad.
Harvey, I love him.
You do.
Well, we'll send him your best then.
Yes, we will.
We're out of time. Let's play that song that means the weekend is here. Thanks again to the Osbournes. Good luck to you both. And we'll talk to you. And say hello to your brother and your dad, especially if you ever find Jack. All right?
Yeah, if we find him. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smoke a lot of pot.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Does anybody have any drugs?
Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
God damn it, I love pot.
Just like the other one.
I don't still sound like a pothead, do I?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Then I'm so high.
And I need another hit.
Matt Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including some Nirvana. How about some Offspring? Lovers in Japan is new from Coldplay, Foo Fighters, Beastie Boys, and more straight ahead on the world-famous K-Rock.
Roll another one.
Now exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Just like the other one.
I'm going to smoke pot every day.
Seems to be about
every day.
I don't have another cent.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
I don't want that joint.
How much you selling that weed for, old man?
Just pass it around.
Buy some pot.
I don't want that joint, my friend. I just pass it.
Hey,
came to party, and they were disappointed.
Come on now, say goodbye to the kids.
Huh? Oh. Goodbye, kids.
Unless the prosecution has an objection, I rule this court to be dismissed.
Absolutely no objections.
No need to thank us. It's what we do.
Who the hell are you guys? Get off my property!
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Let's go.
Before you go, there's one thing you need to know, and that's I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who meet kids on the internet for sex.
So, if there's anything else you'd like to tell us, we'd like to hear it. If not, you can walk out the door you came in.
I think that's it.
Oh.
No, but it's pointless.